says that people are running with styrofoam with even if they eat kosher food. The rabbi learned that if you eat non-kosher food, you're just not mitzvah for the zimah, but you do say a bracha before and after. And the Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Rambam and the Rav HaRishonim, but it goes on a bracha. If it's non-kosher food, you don't say a bracha. But the Gemara says, yeah, Tosis has the Girsa, Tosis on the Mishnah, Mem Hei Amir Aleph, Imam Aschol Ochal Tevel. So Tosis quotes the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Perek Tes, Dav Tzadik Dalet, Haresha Gozal So Shalchitim, Utchona Vafo, Vachola, Omevorach Aleim, Ein Ze Mevorach Elamanaz. So Tosis has the Girsa, it goes on the Birchas Hanenin. So then you can... So Rabbi Kivega said that's not the Girsa that we have. We have a totally different Girsa than the Gemara. The context of the Gemara, the Gemara says that it's a mitzvah boba aver. The Gemara says the hifrish mimena chalo keitz a mevarach ein zemevarach almanah. It goes on the birchas ha mitzvah of our frosh haschala. Doesn't know that. Apparently, Tosfos had such a girsa that the Gemara Bava Kamma is making a statement that you don't recite a birchas hanenin before eating non kosher food. That's how the Rambam and Rav HaRishonim say. That's why it says in Shulchan
Aruch. Wait, Rav Shechter, you mentioned about the mitzvah of kavilos as far as making a bracha is considered that the food is a chetzah shel mitzvah, and making another bracha would be an issue of kavilos. So the fact that you consider the food as a chetzah shel mitzvah, doesn't that presuppose that the birchas hanenin is viewed like the same as the birchas hamitzvah? Otherwise, why is it b'chlal in the category of chavilos? Chavilos is meant by mitzvos.
So you know, it's a mitzvah. Chavilos,
right.
There is a mitzvah in the rabbanon to recite the birchas hanenin.
So now, therefore, reviewing that means reviewing the bracha like a mitzvah. Then.
It is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the rabbanon to recite the birchas
hanenin. So therefore, everybody should agree there's a problem of mitzvah baba aver, making a bracha on non-kosher food.
No, that's a question. Is that the definition of mitzvah baba aver? That the eating of the non-kosher food enables me to recite a bracha? That's what it means. I did an aver which enabled me to perform a mitzvah. Is that the definition of mitzvah baba aver? That's the Mishnah in Shabbos speaks about a person who rips kriya on Shabbos. So it says, "Afal pi shemischai benafshi." Even though it's chai, of course, we're being chal Shabbos. He's yotzi yidekriya. So Yishalmi raises the question: why don't you say it's a mitzvah baba aver? So Yishalmi sounds like it gives an answer that the definition of mitzvah baba aver is not that a person did an aver which enables him to perform a mitzvah. It means you're using a chefetz shel avera to serve as a chefetz shel mitzvah. That's what the Gemara in the Bavli calls ein kategor nasa sanegar. So that's called the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah has a machlekes satanoim. Can you use a shofar shel paro for the purpose of mitzvah shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So we passing cannot. So the Gemara says, what's the reason why it's not good? So the Gemara says, en kategor nasa neger. What does mean kategor nasa neger? That the egel hazahav was really not a calf; it was an egel hazahav. But any gold in the world is reminiscent of the egel hazahav, and any egel or any paro in the world, it belongs to the same family as the Egel Azov. So all gold in the world, and all agolim, and all paris, can never be used as a chefetz shel mitzvah. Even though the gold that I'm going to use, or the shofar shel par that I'm going to use, was never involved in any aver. Anything that belongs to that family is called ein kategor nasa saneg. So the Gemara says, I bet the kain gadol wears big day zahav all year long. So the Gemara says, I'm only talking about lifnai v'lifnim. So then the Gemara says, talking about lefnai v'lefnim, so how does it apply to shofar? The Gemara says, wherever you blow shofar in America, it's considered as if you're lefnai v'lefnim because came to the zikorakos. So that, the Gemara says, is the adakas dik, that's a subtle application of ein kategor nasa saneger that only applies to lefnai v'lefnim and on tkiyah shofar. But normally there is a din that applies to all mitzvahs, ein kategor nasa saneger. That's what the Bavli calls mitzvah baba aver. So the Yishalmi on the Mishnah, Lulav HaGozel is not good, so the Melcham is there, and the Sukkah, quotes the Yishalmi. The reason why it's not good is because Ein Kategor Nasa Neger. It's not a Machlokes, the Bavli calls that Mitzvah Baba Aver. So that means a Cheftza Shel Aver that I actually, it was labeled as a Cheftza Shel Aver because someone violated an Aver, so that for sure is Mitzvah Baba Aver. But if it's a Cheftza Shel Aver because it belongs to the same family, the all gold in the world is called a Cheftza Shel Aver. And all our golem and all paris in the world are called chavetz shalaver. So that only applies to lifnai v'lefnim. But there is no such din that whenever an avera enables me to perform a mitzvah That should be called mitzvah b'vaver. Take, for example, a person eats matzah shel tevel. So the Mishnah says you're not yotze. So the Gemara says, why not? And the Gemara stands on their head to give a whole explanation. So Taisa says, why don't you say mitzvah b'vaver? So that's what many say. That's the teretz. The Rishonim say that's the teretz. What? Mitzvah b'vaver only means someone did an aver. Not that by my eating the aver that enabled me to fulfill a mitzvah. No, that's like hakareh b'shabbos. You don't say mitzvah b'aver. Mitzvah b'aver only applies when there's a chefta shel aver, means someone did an aver which caused the object to be labeled differently, like a lulavah gozel. Someone stole and he gets a kinyan gzeila on the thing. So that's called a chefta shel aver. Someone worships avodah zarah, so the thing that he worships becomes also bano. So that's called a chefta shel aver. So chefta shel aver cannot serve later on as a chefta shel mitzvah. But over here, by eating non-kosher food, it's not called a chefetz shel aver. I do an aver by eating it. By aver, it makes it possible for me to fulfill a mitzvah residing b'chas hanen. You can't say hamoitzi unless you're eating some bread. So you have to be eating tevel dike bread. So that's not called the mitzvah b'aver.
So what is the pshat when the Gemara says in zemavara hel nimitz? What does the Gemara mean by that?
Yeah, it's a kind of mitzvah b'aver. Okay. An extension. That's the girsa that Tosis has.
Right.
Yeah. We don't have that girsa yet. Tosis has that girsa. That's how these Rishonim say. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like that. But the other Rishonim we understand very well has nothing to do with mitzvah b'aver. It's a mizanuk klal.
And those Rishonim, like the Ram, right? The Shulchan Aruch is going like the Ram.
Yes.
That you don't make a bracha on non-kosher food.
Yeah.
And what would be if it's a case of pikuach nefesh?
Right, so we reviewed yesterday that that's a machlokes in the Rishonim, so we pass kind of Shulchan Aruch that whenever it's beheter, then you do say a brach. And the Rishonim disagree.
But what about the svara of Ein Zeh Mevarech El Minayin?
If it's beheter, so it's a mitzvah. If it's beheter, it's beheter. Koach nefesh, it is not, right?
And it's not talib whether we say hutra or dechuyah?
No. Pashtus is that. Hutra and dechuyah, bottom line, is a mutter legamer. Utra means mutter without a krechts, and tchui means mutter with a krechts. But if you give the krechts, it had to come. It's mutter. So we pass on that you do say a broch. Whenever it's been mocked to koach nefesh, we pass on Shulchan Aruch, you do say a broch. So the Mishnah lists off different examples of macholos asuros that you're not mitzar from zimah, according to the Rambam and Rav Rishonim say you don't say a broch at all, and different examples of things that you do say a broch. So it says, if you eat the mai is tevel midrabbanan, you are mitzvah. But if you eat tevel, the Gemara says, goes on tevel midrabbanan, you're not mitzvah. So you don't say a broch. So they're both tevel midrabbanan. So the Gemara says that tevel, the chiddush is, even though it's tevel, tevel midrabbanan, kagon shezar ba'atzitz, she'eno nafu. Whatever grows in a nafu, she'eno nafu, there's only tevel midrabbanan. That's the Gemara, and mem zayin on the base, the second wide line. Tevel pshita latzich, but tevel tevel midrabbanan. So what's the difference between otzit shein anakov and demai? So the answer is Rashi explains on Amar Aleph on demai, because machilim is hamim demai, so that's an indication that the whole isa demai was never really instituted as an isa midirabbana. It's not an isa gomer. It was only instituted as a chumra midirabbana. Chumra midirabbana be almu. There are different gradations in dinam midirabbana. So this is an isa midirabbana kal. Hasheini came tevel tavan rabbana. That's an isa midirabbana chumra. Can have a thousand different levels of Isurim Derabbanan. Lisa Derai says Derai says Isurim Derabbanan, there are different levels of seriousness and severity. So that's the first contrast in Mishnah. Tevel Tavim Derabbanan Zorosha Ba'atzitz Shein Anaku, so that no bracha, no tziruf lezima. As opposed to Demai, then the Mishnah draws a contrast between Ma'isa Shein Behegdu Sheinivdu as opposed to Ma'isa Shein Behegdu Shalai Nivdu. So Gemara says, "Ma'ashein v'hegdu shenivdu is dachet ha'gomer." So what's the issue? Of course, he mitzvah from zina. Gemara says, "No, he was paid that he gave the care and he didn't give the chaimish." What's taka the din? So the din is chaimish is not miakiv in opinion, but calls man that he didn't eat it. If he has ma'ashein, he that he was chutz to Yerushalayim, or he has hegdish and he wants to be paid. So he gave the care and he didn't give the chaimish. So he still has an opportunity to give chaimish. It doesn't necessarily have to be b'vasachas. He can give him a month later, he can still give the chaimish. The only thing is, once he eats it up, so then it's already too late. So by his eating it up, by eating up the ma'isa sheni of the hegdush, which he was only paid by giving the keren, he never gave the chaimish. So the act of eating it up is what constitutes the bitul ha-mitzvah of tosefes chaimish. So that's a chiddush. That's a shereim al chiddush. That even though by his eating it, that's what's mevatel his opportunity, his ability to be moisif chaymesh. So nonetheless, the Mishnah says he is mitzarf of the zimun and he does say wrong, even though he clearly did something wrong by eating it, because he should have been paid. He should have given the chaymesh, even though he was paid that last week, a month ago. But he still didn't eat it. So Kozmani didn't eat it. He still had a chance to rectify the opinion to add on the chaymesh. So the Mishnah says it's okay. Then the Sefer gives the contrast. Ma'aseh sheni v'hekdush alay nivdu. Alay nivdu is dach pshita. The Gemara says, lo tzricha shen nivdu v'alay nivdu ki hilchasim kegoin. So the Gemara says, hekdush, there's a Mishnah b'choris, and when you pay the hekdush, the Torah's Kohanim has a klal of prata klal, that you cannot be paid on karka avodah mishtor. So let's say a person was paid on gabi karka, don't she paid on gabi karka. So the pinion is not chaf, or if a person is paid on ma'aseh sheni, so there's a special gzeres hakosuv, that in Pinyin Ma'aseh Sheni doesn't even apply to Pinyin Hegdish. Pinyin Ma'aseh Sheni has to be Davke with Kesef. Shavu Kesef is not good. Pinyin Hegdish, Shavu Kesef is good. Only Karka Avonim Shtaris is no good. Has to be Dava HaMetalto Leguf HaMam. But Pinyin Ma'aseh Sheni is no good with even Dava HaMetalto Leguf HaMam. It's only a good Pinyin if you use Kesef Sheyesh Olav Tzur. I mentioned the Gemara M'choras and Daf Nun Aleph quotes at Brisa that there are three cases. In Kol HaTorah Kulo we say Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. What does it mean? Let's say a man gets married, so he gives the girl a ring. So the ring is the shavah kesef. So that we do it lachatchila. Okay, we make kiddushim b'shavah kesef. We don't do it to kiddushim b'kesef. Or karkas niknas b'pruta or b'shavah pruta. If you give shavah pruta, is good. And pigyon ben, you can give either chamisha shkolim kesef or shavah kesef. The Gemara says it's good lachatchila to give shavah kesef. You just can't do pigyon ben on karka avonim ishtaris. But other shavah kesef is good. So there are only three dinim. And call it a kula, but we say the shavah kesef lafki kesef. You have to use dafki kesef. So one of the three dinim is pinyin ma'aseh sheni. Mitzarta kesef, you need dafki kesef sheyesh olav tzur. That's a din deraisa. One of the other dinim is clearly a din derabbanan. Rashi writes on the Gemara. The Gemara has in that brisa with the three exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara says one of them is when you purchase an oilas riyah on Pesach Shavuot Sukkah, so you have to purchase it by paying kesef. You cannot pay with shavah kesef. So Rashi quotes a Yerushalmi that's a gzera derabbanan because of a whole consideration. The third din, that's a little unclear. Third din is when you pay machzis hashekel, so you have to dafke give kesef and not shavah kesef. So the Gemara never has a discussion. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the middle of his tshuvas, writes that before he ran away from the communists, he wrote a whole chibra on Yerushalmi, and that he felt was his life's work, and he was heartbroken why he had to leave it behind. And he says in his chibra on Yerushalmi, he was mavarer that's a din deraz. You can only give kesef, not shavu kesef, that's a din deraisa. That's why a lot of people, when they want to give on Purim, they want to give zecher lematzah shekel, so they won't give paper money, they'll give dafke coins. Why? Because the Pesach Tshuva in a few places quotes the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuvas, that's questionable whether paper money has the status of kesef or has the status of shtaris. Some say that it has the status of shtaris. Others argue, why should it have the status of shtaris? It's kohanah. What do you mean? It's legal tender. It says on legal tender. That's the definition of kesef, legal tender. Except it's unclear exactly what was bothering the Chasam Sofer. Why does he think the paper money is not kesef? After all, it is legal tender. The government declares that this is considered the kesef. That's the definition of kesef. It doesn't have to be silver. If you have other coins, copper coins or golden coins, it's also called kesef. The Mishnahis talk about being paid in Ma'aseh Sheni on Darkonish, not the Mishnahis, the Psukim in Ezra and Nechem, they talk about being paid in Ma'aseh Sheni on Darkonish Ol Zov. They were paid in Ma'aseh Sheni on golden coins. So Kesef doesn't have to be silver, it can be golden coins, it's also called Kesef. So why can't paper money be considered Kesef? So the Enig Yontif explains in the Tshuva. He says that in America, the $1 bill, the $2 bill, $5 bill, $10 bill, $20 bill, there's a $1,000 bill I never saw, $10,000 bill, whatever, they're all the exact same size. In other countries, the larger the amount of money is, so the larger the piece of paper is. But in America, all the bills are the same size. It doesn't make a difference how much it represents it. That's what Donig Yantab says, that's what was bothering the Chasam Sofer. If the paper money, if the intrinsic value of the paper money, it would have been kesef, there's no problem. If the government declares this is legal tender, that's called kesef. But if the intrinsic value of a $1 bill and a $100,000 bill is the same, and they just print a different amount and they say this is worth $100,000, so that's called shtaris. That's called engufa mamon. But if the paper shabo, the shibui, the atzlusa would have been worth more on a $2 bill than a $1 bill, and a $5 bill would have been worth more than a $2 bill, so then the Chassam Sofer wouldn't have made a whole stink. Then the Chassam Sofer would have agreed that paper money would have been kesef. Why not? And with that, that's the machlokes. So they quote the Chassam Sofer and Hilchas Pidyon Rabban that we don't allow Pidyon Rabban with paper money because maybe it's shtaros. Even though Pidyon Rabban is good shava kesef, but it has to be davar metal to begufa mamish. Shtaros is no good. Or we wouldn't permit Pidyon Maaseh Sheni with paper money because Pidyon Maaseh Sheni has to be davka kesef, and shava kesef is no good. So the Chassam Sofer was concerned maybe it's not called kesef. Shadu should come out. Einish boim. There's no shvur deraisa and karka avodim shtaros. So you're going to say, according to the Chassam Sofer, if there's a din Torah, I say, I lent you $100 in cash, $100 bill. You say, I only lent you a $1 bill or a $5 bill. So we assume that's a mitzvah mix of chayvish shvur deraisa. So now you're going to tell me the whole issue was all shtaros. I gave you a $100 bill, that's a shtar. And your mitzvah mix of everything is all a shtar. So it's only a shvur derabanan. So the Pesachik Shuvah over there, Choshe Mishpat, and that's Simen Peches, Simen Pezayin, Peches, Bashvuah Deraisa. So he says, the Chassam Sofer fudges a little bit over there, that's hard to say. That it's called Shtoris, it's not going to be a Shvuah Deraisa. So he says that since that's talking about Mamanis, and Mamanis, we follow Din of the Mahusa, and there it is considered Kesem. So it's a little difficult. Why, if he wants to be consistent, he should have said over there also that it's Ein Shvuah Mala Shtoris, and the Shvuah will only be a Shvuah Derabon. That's a problem. That's a problem. So that's why many have the practice when they want to make a zecher l'machzal shekel on Purim, so they won't give, the meaning is they give a dollar and a half, so they won't give a paper dollar and a half a dollar, they'll get change of the paper dollar, and then they'll give the dollar and a half all in coins. Because you want to make a zecher l'machzal shekel, and a machzal shekel, the price in the end of Chorus says that that you need davke kesef, shavik kesef, even shavik kesef is no good. And there's a concern, maybe paper money is not considered kesef. The question is it right? It's only a zecher l'matzah shekel. It's not a real matzah shekel. Matzah shekel would be kotshim achutz. That's why many goyim were opposed to the whole practice of people giving the matzah shekel on Purim, because it looks as if the person is giving matzah shekel, is magdish matzah shekel, is man hazeh. So it should become kodesh. And the goyim who instituted it, the goyim of Eretz Yisrael, are the ones. They all, the goyim were the heads of yeshivas, so they had to raise funds to support the yeshivas. So that was always a problem from time immemorial. You have to come up with a new gimmick every year, new shtick, how to raise money for the yeshivas. So the goyim in Eretzel came up with a design file. We should institute a zecher l'matzah shekel. So the goyim in Babel were opposed when they heard about it. They said, what do you mean? The Mishnah says in the end of, where's the Mishnah? The end of Shkolim. I think it's the end of Shkolim. That if a person is machzah, Mafrish, Machzal Shekel, Bizman Hazeh, it's nitfas, it becomes Kodesh, and you're stuck. You can't use it for anything. So how can you make a Zechel and Machzal Shekel? A lot of people would think they're really giving Machzal Shekel, becomes Kodesh, and it'll be stuck. So the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, who instituted this gimmick, said, we follow the Yerushalmi. There is a Yerushalmi on the end of Shkolim. There is a Yerushalmi on Shkolim. It's printed in the Babli also. Yerushalmi says there, just like the Tanakh quotes, Reb Shimon disagrees if Yimafrish Bikurim is man as that, is the Bikurim Chal. So the Mishnah says, yeah, Yimafrish Bikurim it's Chal, and you get stuck. You can't eat it. You can't use it for anything. Because you have to have Hanocha on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash Ma'akam, you have to have Kriyas HaParsha. You can't have Hanocha, you can't have anything, so you're stuck. So just like the Mishnah quotes, if Yimafrish Bikurim is man as that, the Mishnah says you're stuck. And Reb Shimon disagrees and he says, no. A mafish becomes man is not chal at all because the pasuk says reishis b'korei amaschot tavi beis Hashem alakach only bezman sheyes beis hamigdash bezman sheyin beis hamigdash kaim the whole afroshit bikurim is not chal. So too, so that's in the Mishnah. So the Yerushalmi, the last line in Yerushalmi and Shkolin quotes the same Reb Shimon disagrees regarding mafish machzah shekel bezman hazeh. So the Goyni Eretzol said we follow the tradition of the Talmud Yerushalmi and Shkolin. That Yerushalmi says we paskin like the Tana Reb Shimon who disagrees not only by Bikurim Bizman Hazeh, who disagrees by Maaseh Sheni also. So the Goyni Babel said in Kabbalah in the Kabbalah, but we never heard of it. They didn't have the Talmud Yerushalmi on Shkolim. They never heard of it. So in Shulchan Aruch there are more quotes from the Maharil that you have to be careful that when you give the Machzah Shekel, you shouldn't say that this is Machzah Shekel. You should say in big letters that it's Zechel Machzah Shekel. It's not the real Makoy. So you're going to be some medaktek that you don't want to give paper money, you want to give dafke coins. If you make it too much, too similar, if you're too medaktek on the machzah shekel, so So it looks more that, like he really mafresh machzor shekel b'zman hazeh. So it should pose a problem. So maybe it's bedavka not right to be so insistent on making such a zeh. So that's a shayla. So again, so the Gemara says, what's the chiddush of the sefer that if he ate ma'aseh sheni behegdish shaloi nivdu, he's not mitzdarei. It means shenivdu b'loi nivdu kilchosim. He's poyda the ma'aseh sheni on shavu kesef, or he was poyda the hegdish al gabi karka. So since it's loi nivdu kilchosim, so it's no good. So it's also pshita. So it's the wholesome pshita. It's loi nivdu kilchosim, so it's no good. So what is the Gemara saying? Very strange. So we mentioned the Ragat Shava suggested a chiddush nifla. The question is he right or not? He says, if you pay the hegdish al gabi karka, the pinyon wasn't chal to remove the kedusha, but the one who gave the karka is kind of the hegdish. That the hegdish is auctioning off his siddur. So I give him a quarter for the siddur. So, a quarter is good. A quarter is dav hametalta v'gufa mamon. I give him a dollar. So you hold a dollar bill is no good. It's shtoris. Let's say you hold a dollar bill is shtoris, no good. So the Ragat Shava says the chiddush. The siddur belongs to me, but I can't use it yet until someone else is going to be paid there. Al gabi dav hametalta v'gufa mamon. Once someone else will be paid there, al gabi dav hametalta v'gufa mamon, it doesn't go to him. The siddur goes to the one who bought it first. Or if you pay the ma'aseh sheni, al gabi shava kesef. So the din is that it's no good. Shava kesef lavki kesef apinya ma'aseh sheni. So there are shava says a chiddush nifla. Question is it a chiddush or is it, maybe it's not right? Maybe it's too much of a chiddush. He says a chiddush nifla that whoever paid for the ma'aseh sheni with the shava kesef acquires ownership of the ma'aseh sheni, but it still has kedushas ma'aseh sheni. So you have to wait till someone else is going to be paid there. Al gabi kesef sheyesh olav tzura. Then he doesn't get the ma'aseh sheni. The first guy gets the ma'aseh sheni. Is that true? That contradicts everything that we ever thought. No, it doesn't contradict all of Shas. It's a question. So he claims that that's what the Gemara is saying in Chiddush. Shenivdu v'lo nivdu kilchosam. The first pinyon was chal, benegeir to the mamonis, but it wasn't chal benegeir to the yisav ha'etah. So that's what the Gemara interprets in the Mishnah. Since it's lo nivdu kilchosam benegeir to the yisav ha'etah, the bottom line he ate yisav, but the pinyon was chal benegeir to the mamonis. It's very questionable whether that's correct or not. Then the Mishnah talks about Maisa Rishon Shenitlo Trumasoi. What does it mean? Or Maisa Rishon Shaloi Nitlo Trumasoi. What is the Truma? Under normal conditions, first you take off Truma Gedolah, then you take off Maisa Rishon, then you take out either Maisa Sheni, Maisa Yirani, depending what year it is. What if someone is Mishan in the Seder HaFroshes? So the Gemara says in the first parak in Tmura that is in violation of the law. Meleyoso Bidimacho. It's a difficult pasuk. It's very unclear. That's what we mentioned. The Ibn Ezra quotes one of the karoim on that pasuk. That meleyoscha means making your wife pregnant. Bidemacha means the shifa zera. So he says you're not allowed to postpone. Oh no, you're not allowed to postpone having children. So the Ibn Ezra makes fun of the one who gave that pshat. So it should be the reverse. You should say demacho amaleyoscha. She doesn't become pregnant until she has the shifazer. So he says, obviously, the Ibn Ezra says it's a difficult pasuk, and you can't say such ridiculous pshatim. The Ibn Ezra has to admit, obviously, we have to rely on the Kabbalah of the Gemara, the Kabbalah's Chazal, and the pshat in this pasuk, a very difficult pasuk. So somehow amaleyoscha v'demacho is a reference to mishana seder ha'afroshes. Why? What in the world does it have to do? It's taka not so easy. So Rashi on the Chumash works hard, and Rashi on the Gemara and Tmura works hard. Dimua. Dimua means when you have. Demai is one thing, but Dimua is a different thing. Dimua means Midamas, means when you have a mixture of Truma with Chula mixed in together. So Kolzman, you're not Marfish the Truma, so everything is considered as if it's Meduma. Not exactly. Meduma means when you have Truma which fell into Chula. So that's called Dimua. But Tevel, before you mafresh the Truma, that shouldn't really be called the Dimua. So that's what this pasuk is treating all of Tevel. Dimacha means the hafrosha of the Truma. It's a difficult pasuk. So the Gemara somehow interprets the pasuk goes on one is Masada and Mishana, the Seder ha-hafrosha. So for the correct Seder is first mafresh Bikurim, that's before. And then after you took care of the Bikurim, then you later, Bikurim you mafresh when it's still Mechubel HaKarka. and then after you detach it from the ground, then you mafer is truma gedola ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni. So the ma'aser rishon goes to the levi, but then the levi has a mitzvah to be mafrish ma'aser mena ma'aser. When he gives that ma'aser mena ma'aser to the kohen, that ma'aser mena ma'aser has the exact same status as truma gedola. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah Me'ilah says that there are four items that have the exact same status as truma gedola. One is truma gedola, one is bikurim, one is ma'aser mena ma'aser, and the fourth one is challah. So usually we say any surim mitzar from zem zeh. Let's say a person eats a chatzi zayis of chazer. So a machlek is hatanayim whether he gets malchus. Mi paskan on a chatzi shir, there's no malchus. Mi paskan chatzi shir, asam in atar, but there's no malchus. Reb Shimon holds, we had the other day, Reb Shimon holds the eloikan chatzi shir, leyomer kazayis ele linyan korban belvad. If you eat chela v'dam b'shoigei, you only chayev chatos if you ate a kazayis. If you ate less than a kazayis, you won't be chayev chatos. But when you get to malchus, when one violated the aver b'mezid, so there will be malchus deraisa even on the chatzi shir. So we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass and have to have a kishir. And how? What does the shir have to consist of? So there's one time that says if you have a chatzi shir of heter, chatzi shir of iser, that the heter mitzdar for the iser. And since bottom line you ate a kazayis of food, and part of that kazayis of food was macholos asuris, so you get malchus. So we don't paskin heter mitzdar for the iser and call it tarakul. Maybe there's some rare cases where we would paskin, but basically in Kol HaTarakula, we don't paskin het the mitzvah of Isa. So you have to have a full kazayis of Isa. So let's say he ate a full kazayis of Isa. A chatzi zayis of Tevel and a chatzi zayis of Nevela. So that's a further machlegis hatanai, whether he's surim mitzvah from Zeh Mzeh. So we paskin any surim mitzvah from Zeh Mzeh. If he ate a chatzi zayis of Tevel and a chatzi zayis of Nevela Trefo, not mitzvah of Yachad. So the Mishnah says, however, what if the Yisurim all have Shem Echad? I'm not a Kohen, and I eat a quarter of a kazayis of Bikurim, a quarter of a kazayis of Truma Gedol, a quarter of a kazayis of Chala, and a quarter of a kazayis of Maisim and Amaisim. So it's all the exact same thing. Everything is Kedushas Truma. It's all Shem Echad. So the Mishnah says that them it's tar from Zeh and Zeh. So the Pasuk says when the Levi gets the Maisim Rishon, he has a mitzvah to be Mafrish Maisim and Amaisim and give it to the Kohen. So the Pasuk says, V'nechshav lachem chumaschem, when the Levi gives the Trumas Maisa, that's what Maisa Mena Maisa, when he gives that to the Kohen, that will be considered on behalf of the Levi, just like the Truma Gedola that the farmer gives, just like the Truma Gedola from the wine. So the Maisa Mena Maisa has the exact same status as Truma Gedola, the exact same thing. So the din would normally be, let's say a farmer forgot to be mafrish truma gedol. He has a whole barn full of tevel, and he's mafrish ma'aser rishon, and then he's mafrish ma'aser mena ma'aser, but he never took out truma gedol yet. So everything is still, normally when you give ma'aser rishon to the levi, so it's only tevel, it's still tevel, but you get to the ma'aser mena ma'aser. But it's no longer tevel, but he get to the truma gedol. The farmer already took out the truma gedol first. What if he didn't take out the Truma Gedola first? He has a barn full of tevel. He's mafrish ma'aser rishon. Then he takes out ma'aser mena ma'aser. So he's going to give the 9/10 of the ma'aser rishon to a levi. He's going to give the 1/10 the ma'aser mena ma'aser. He's going to give to a kohen. So neither the kohen nor the levi are permitted to eat what they got because everything is still tovel le Truma Gedola. You have to take out Truma Gedola. So here, the Gemara interprets the Mishnah. If you eat ma'aser rishon shenitla trumasa, you are mitztaref lizimun. So the Gemara says, of course, it's kosher l'mahadrin. What's the problem? Ma'aser rishon shenitla trumasa. What's the chiddush? Gemara says, le'tzricha, no, we're talking about a special case. The Mishnah is alluding to a convoluted case. Sheikdimo b'shibolim. Normally, the chiyuv to be mafrish, trumas and ma'aser only begins after you had miruach and riyas p'nei abayis. Before you have miruach and riyas p'nei abayis in the correct order, the Eminat Torah does not have to be mafrish trumas and maizos. But if you mafrish it, the din is that'll be chal. If you mafrish bodem mechuba lekarka, so the Mishnah says it's not even chal, but yet it's based on a pasuk. Shaila what the pasuk is, but there's clearly a pasuk. But if you mafrish bishi balim, your mafrish truma gedola bishi balim means it has all of the psolus all mixed in. You didn't even do the first step of meiruach. Meiruach means you separated the psolus from the yoichal, and then you have the, after the miruach, then you do the riyas p'nei abayis. He didn't even do the first step, let alone the second step. So once it's tolish min hakarka, so the din is that the hafrosh is chal b'riyev. So what if he's mafresh bishibolim, if he's mafresh maiserishin before being mafresh truma gedoilo? So that's a question. There's a contradiction between two Rashis. If you look on the side of the Gemara, in the margin, in Maseches Beitzah, so they point out that the Rashi in Beitzah says one way and the Rashi in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Zayin says the other way. There seems to be, superficially, it looks like there's a contradiction between the two Rashis. Is he in violation of the din of Malayoscha B'damach Lo'asach? Normally there's an Isser, Shalom L'shana Seder HaAfroshes. Is there a violation if he's Mafrish the Maiserishim before the Truma Gedola Bishibol? So one Rashi says it's Mutter, there's no problem at all. The other Rashi writes Aloshin, Harim Lavar Al Halav. What do you mean Harim Lavar? So the Achrayim writes, Afikayam writes, Rashi never meant to say that he's over on the love. He did a harama, he did a stunt. If you're mafresh bishibolim, then you're not in violation of the love. Rashi writes, harim. He did a harama in order that he should not be in violation of the love. So what's the din? If you mafresh the Maaser Rishon before the Truma Gedola, so b'dieved it's chal. So if you're mafresh bishibolim, Maaser Rishon before Truma Gedola, so then the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. On the bottom of Mem Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara learns that from the pasuk that you don't have to be mafresh truma gedola from the rest of the Maaser Rishon. Gemara learns that b'harei ma'isim menu trumas Hashem ma'isim and ma'isim are ma'ati loch lo truma gedola trumas ma'isim and ma'isim. You only have to take out ma'isim and ma'isim from this Maaser Rishon. There's no need to take out truma gedola in addition. So the Gemara interprets that that's what the Mishnah is alluding to. Maaser Rishon shenitla trumasoi. They only took out the trumas maaser. They never took out the truma gedola. So you're mitztaref to zimuk. So the question is, the question begs itself, of course you're mitztaref. If that is the din, so what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? You see, ochal d'mai is a chiddush, even though he violated an iser by eating the d'mai. But since Demai is only also b'toras chumra, it isn't even a real Issa, full Issa de Rabbanon, so it's not so chumra, so then he's mechuyif to bench, and he's mitztaref l'zimun as well. But if Maaser Rishon shenit lo trumas is referring to such a case, he was magdim b'shibolim, the Maaser Rishon before the Truma Gedola, and then the din says, based on the pasuk, you only have to be mafresh maaser and maaser from the Maaser Rishon. You don't have to be mafresh Truma Gedola. So what's the chiddush? Of course, it's mitzvah for the zimun. So the Meiri writes explicitly the following.
Why don't you say that that's the chiddush? That's what we always do. Let's say the Mishnah is teaching you that chiddush.
If the Mishnah is telling me that chiddush, it really doesn't belong here in Shlosha Shachra. It really, like the first Mishnah in Brachas tells me, Milsar Avrucha Kamashmalan, that the Kohanim are not permitted to eat Truma until Harav Shemesh, until Tzeis HaKoham. That's an explicit Mishnah where it belongs. And here it's written, Derech Agam, but this din never appears in any other Mishnah, in Shas. This should really be the Mishnah somewhere else. So it sounds like the Mishnah is telling me, a Chiddush and Hilchas
Zimun.
A Chiddush, it's alluding to that Chiddush, but it's telling me an added Chiddush and Hilchas Zimun. What could be the added Chiddush and Hilchas Zimun? So that's what the Meiri writes explicitly. And the Rambam is kemat explicit. Not as explicit as the Miri, but the Rambam is kemat explicit also. That it means the following. When you're mafresh bishibolim, you're mafresh Maaser Rishon, first, before Truma Gedola, then the halacha said, Sin Pasuk teaches us that for not, if you're mafresh Maaser Rishon before Truma Gedola, then the Pasuk teaches us that from that Maaser Rishon, you only have to take out Maaser and Maaser. You don't have to take out Truma Gedola. You don't have to take out Truma Gedola in order to remove the Yisr Tevel. There won't be one. You take out Maaser and Maaser, there won't be any Yisr Tevel. But still, you're cheating the Kohanim, because the more correct style should have been to be Mafresh Truma Gedola 2% of everything. So over here, first you took out 10%, then you only have 90% left. Then you've got to take out 2% of 90 units, that's going to be less. So the Maaser cheating the Kohanim. So you really, because of Gezel HaShevet, you should really be Mafresh Truma Gedola from the Maaser Rishon also. Now, we won't be able to call it Truma Gedola. It's not going to have a Kedusha as Truma Gedola. But still, Mishum Gezel HaShevet, you should have to, because you're cheating the Kohanim, you should really have to give an amount of from the Maaser Rishon, from which you took the Maaser Mena Maaser, from the Maaser Rishon that's left, the 9/10 of the Maaser Rishon that's left, after taking out the Maaser Mena Maaser, you should really take out 2% of the full amount. I make out a check for that amount of money and give it to somebody from the Shevet Kulanim, Ishim Gezla Shevet. Moshal Ma'adav Adoyma, you have a din, whenever Chazer, whenever Trefus falls into kosher soup, so the din is that it's Batel B'Shishim. Batel B'Shishim, so it's Mutter. So now I have a certain volume of soup, and I had one spoonful of Chazer Shmaltz Velen. So is there a din that I have to throw out a spoonful of soup? Now I have, had a big pot full of soup, many bowls, 30 bowls of soup. Now I have 30 bowls of soup plus an extra spoonful. The spoonful of Chazer Shmaltz that fell. So I have an extra spoonful. Is it such a requirement that you have to throw out a spoonful? No, there is no such din. So in Truma there is such a din. Let's say Truma falls into Chulin and it becomes Batel. The din happens to be that Truma is only Batel B'Chulin B'Meyo. Min HaTorah, the Truma is Min HaTorah, it's Batel Chat B'Trei. And in the Rabbanon they made a Chumra that you need Meyo in order to be Batel. So let's say the Truma fell into Chulin and it's Batel B'Meyo, Shain, so it's Mutta for a non-Kohen to eat it. So the Mishnah say, Mutta for a non-Kohen to eat it, that the Bittel B'Roiv solves the issue of Issa V'Hetta, but it doesn't solve the issue of Mammon. The Gemara gives a mashal, I have 5 nickels in my hand, one the end of Beitza. I have 5 nickels in my hand, and then you drop a nickel and now I have 6 nickels, but nobody can recognize which are my 5 nickels, which is your nickel. They all look the same. So the Gemara said, you're going to say Bittel B'Roiv? I'm going to walk off with all the 6 nickels. The Gemara says, no, Bittel B'Roiv doesn't apply to Mammon. Mammon aloi Batel. Issa is Batel and Mammon is not Batel. So when Truma falls into Chulin, Minataras Batel Chad betray me the Rabbanon, they were machmi, you need Meyo. Gemar says that Dimma the Rabbanon, you need Meyo. So after you have the Meyo, so the Isser, the Heter aspect of Truma is Batel B'Roi, Batel B'Meyo, so non-Kain is permitted to eat it. But the Mamayna aspect is not Batel. I can't walk away with all 101 units and say everything is Chulin. It's like I'll walk away with the 6 nickels and I say all 6 nickels are mine. No, I have to give you back a nickel. Some nickel or another. I can give you back 5 pence. I have a nickel in my pocket. I'll give you shove a kiss. I have to give you one of the 6 nickels. I have to give you back 5 pennies worth of something. So here also, when the truma is bottled, so the Mishnah says, "Vitzorach loharim," you have to give to the Shevet Kulin, you have to give to some coin or another the value of the amount of truma that fell in, Mishum Gezla Shevet. So they made the Rabbanon, they said it's not even sufficient. Really, I should be able to keep all of the Tarubis that has the Truma that fell into the Chulin that was bottled them. I should really be able to eat all of it. I should make out a check for the amount of Truma that fell in. So the Chachamim knew that that's not a smart idea, because there are, unfortunately, many Jews are only careful about Ben Onam Lamachim, they're not careful about Ben Onam Lachaveiro. So they're only worried they're not going to eat the tarubis until the rabbi will pass them that is bottle b'meya. Once they'll pass them bottle b'meya, you got to make out a check for the kohen. So that's been on l'chaver. So there'll be mezalzel in that. So they're afraid people won't want to give the extra money to the kohen. So they made this din of mamayin alei bottle and made it into an isa v'heter also. So they said, kol zman, you're not mafrish, you have to be mafrish minei ubei. You have 101 units of heter now. You have to be mafrish 1 unit minei ubei. And before you mafrish, you're not allowed to eat anything. They made it as if it were. It's really a fake. It's a hoax. They made it as if it were. And he said they had their aspect. It really shouldn't be. So the Yerushalmi says, why is Torah Laharim? Because even though the Truma is bottled, only the Issa they had their aspect of the Truma is bottled, the Dinimamanis aspect of the Truma is not bottled. So the same over here, that's how the Rambam Kimat says explicitly, and the Miri does say it explicitly, when you're Magdim Bishibolin, if you're Mafrish the Maiserishim before the Truma Gedolah, really you should have done Leoskar the Machalosach, really first you should be Mafrish 2% of everything, and then you should be Mafrish 10% of what's left, and give it as Maiserishim, and 10% of that, give it as Maiser Mena Maiser. So the fellow was Mafrish 10% of everything, and he's not going to, so it's going to come out, he's only going to give 2% of what's left later. It's going to come out, the Kohanim are going to be losing the 2% of the Maaser Rishon. So, Mishum Gezla Shevet, you're mechuyev to give back to the Kohanim 2% of what he weighs. So when I have Maaser Rishon, shenitla trumas maaser shebo, lenitla menu truma gedoylo, you did something wrong. You ate everything up and you didn't give the Kohen what he's entitled to get. So you really violated an Issa Ben Adam Lachavera. You're stealing something from the Kohen. You can't really say stealing. You can make out a check. Here the Chachamim never said You're not allowed to eat anything until you're mafrish b'nei bein. They never said you have to be mafrish b'nei bein. You can give them a $2 check or a $10 bill, whatever it happens to be, whatever the value of that amount of the truma gedola would have been if you would have been mafrish the 2% from this. So Sof Kol Sof, he did do something wrong over here. So that's what the Mishnah says, despite the fact that he's really cheating the Kohanim at the time that he eats up all of the Maisa Rishon Shenitlam and Menu Chumas Maisa V'leidin Menu Chumas G'dayla. He's in a certain sense cheating the Kohanim. He can always rectify it later on. He'll have to pay money. So the Mishnah says, nonetheless, he's Mitztarf L'Zimun. He's Mochiv the bench and he's Mitztarf L'Zimun.
But don't you say Midoraisa Tika Achas Poteras Kol Akri? So in the Torah, there's nothing to talk about, right?
Could be, it's only with the Rabbanan. That's the question. When you say Chitachas, Pateras, Eskolakri, the Mishlam Melech quotes a Taisus Rid, in Kiddushin. The Rabbi Yehuda writes this Chiddush, and he writes, and I think I'm the first one who ever discovered this Chiddush. So he wasn't the first one. The Taisus Rid has it before him, and he should have known. He maybe didn't have a Taisus Rid, but he had a Mishlam Melech, and a Rambam. The Rabbi Yehuda quotes Mishlam Melech all the time. So he forgot. Mishlam Melech quotes Taisus Rid. Says the following: Chitachas pateras kol akri means it removes the isa tevel, but you're not really mekayim the mitzvah of nesina of truma. The correct way to fulfill a mitzvah. The whole idea is the kohanim are supposed to be sitting and learning, and the levim are supposed to the kohanim and levim yorim mishpatecha v'yankin. They're supposed to be the kolom that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be supporting. So if you're going to give the kohen chitachas, he's going to be starving. So you have to give him something significant. So that's what the Nadi Behuda writes, and before him the Tosis Vid writes on Kiddushin. Chitachas Bateres Kol Akri is b'di'eved that it removes the Yisa Tevel, but it's not really right. Once it took off Chitachas, it's farfal. You can't be mafresh truma a second time. But the proper thing is that l'chatchila should be mafresh in the first place a significant amount. The Gemara says either 1 out of 50, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 60 arranged. And that's in a certain sense on the level of their eyes, because the whole idea of the Sinas Trum is to support the Kohanim. They should have what to eat while they're learning in the Kohel of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Bizman Hazeh, that everybody's Tomei, and the Trum is going to be Tomei anyway. So the Mechaber writes, Bizman Hazeh, you revert back to the Din der Eises, so you have to be Marfish as Chitach. Same by Chala, Hafrosh as Chala, same as Trum. As a Mikra, Din Chitachas would be good. If you have a whole room, let's say you're baking tons and tons of Chalas. So Mikra Din, you can be Mafresh Chala, tiny little bit, a Mashu, but that's not right. So the Mishnah says you have to give 1 out of 24, 1 out of 48, depending whether it's a Balabayas, or a private person, or it's a baker. But Bizman HaZeh, that we're going to burn the Chala anyway, so what do you gain by being Mafresh, burning more? There's no mitzvah to burn more. Mechaber says you revert back to the Din there, right? So you give a Mashu, and then the Minig is that you don't give a Mashu, the Minig is that you give a Kazayas, even though that sheer Kazayas never plays a role in the Mishnayos and Chala. It says either 1 out of 24, 1 out of 48, or Mashu. Where did the Kazayas come in from outer space? So that's what the Achrayim quote, the Ma'aril says, the meaning is that Bizman HaZeh, you don't give a Mashu like the Mechaber said, you give a Kazayas. Okay, and you burn it. So that's with the added Chidushin that the Gemara pointed out over here, on these various cases in the Mishnah. Taisus on the Mishnah quotes a funny kasha from the Yerushalmi. And they say, L'chore ain't ze kosher. They quote the Kasha and Yerushalmi, said they don't know what the Yerushalmi is talking about. Yerushalmi effect a Kasha. Isn't there a contradiction between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah? The first Mishnah says, Shlosh Shoch L'kachas Chayovim L'zamen. So it says on the side, L'kamon Nun Omed Aleph. So what does it say on Nun Omed Aleph? The next Mishnah, another Mishnah. Gimel Shoch L'kachas Einem Rashayim L'cholek. Same thing as the first Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Ma Kamash Malan Tinidu Chadazim. Isn't it a repeat of the first Mishnah? That's what the Bavli presents. Isn't it a repetition? Yerushalmi says, no, it's a contradiction. So what's the contradiction? He says, L'chore ain't zekusha. What do the Yerushalmi see as a contradiction? So Taisus gives a whole fantastic interpretation. This is the machlekes halacha lemaisa between the Rabbi Yoin and the Rosh, whether we accept Taisus' interpretation and the Yerushalmi or not. So Taisus explains, what was the kasha of the Yerushalmi? So they say, the opening Mishnah says, Shlosh Shoch Luka Achaz, they're in the middle of the meal. They didn't finish eating yet. Chayovim Lazamin, they're Mechuyev to make a Mezumin. And if one wants to run, he has to leave early. Or two want to run. So the Mishnah says, they're Mechuyev to figure out how to go to bench Mezumin. One wants to run, he's not allowed to run. He has to wait till he puts together the Mezumin. The next Mishnah and Dunam and Aleph sounds not so. It's how Shlosh Shachlu Ka'achas. They all finished eating and they're all holding by benches. So it says, Erim Hashem L'cholek, let them not split up. But what if they're still in the middle of eating? It sounds like not Chayavim L'zamin. There's no din that they're Mechuyev. I have to wait till the end. Let's say one wants to finish and leave. He wants to run away. So the first Mishnah sounds like we're in the middle of eating. We became Mechuyev to bench Mezuman and I cannot disappear. I cannot bench on my own. The next Mishnah only sounds like three people finished eating. They're holding by benching. So they're not allowed to bench separately. Let them bench together. But it sounds like if they didn't all finish eating, then there is no such din that they mechuyev to bench mezuman together. So that's how the Tosfos interpret. That was the Yerushalmi's kasha. There seems to be a contradiction between the two mishnayos. Umeshani, and the Yerushalmi answers umeshani Shmuel kam v'tchila kam v'sof. What does it mean? Means if they started eating together, they made up in advance, we're all going to go eat together, then became mechuyev to bench mezuman, and even though when they finish, one is finished way before the other two, he has to wait till the other two finish eating, because they became the schayev bezima. And the later Mishnahs, kam besof, they didn't all sit down melechatchila, they didn't all plan on eating together melechatchila. One guy sat down and he's eating lunch, another guy sits on another table, the third guy comes later, and then each one sees the other one, so they start carrying on a conversation. So then, if all three finished eating, so let them bench mezuman. But if one finished and the other two didn't finish yet, let him bench and leave. He doesn't, not mechuyev to bench mezuman. They're not mechuyev. If they all three are finished, so why not? Why not bench mezuman? That's what the Yerushalmi answers. Then the Yerushalmi asks, and what exactly are the details of this din? Ezu betchila ve'ezu besof. When is it called ochlu ka'achas? That you say they became the schayef to bench mezuman. When do you say it's only optional? No. If three people finished eating, you may as well bench mezuman. You have nothing to lose, and everything to gain. It's optional to bench mezuman. When is it optional? When are you mechuyev? So the Gemara says that's a machlekes amarai. Pligi botri amarai. Chad amar. One says, well, we would have said nas no daitem lechol if they made up in advance. They finished learning becharus or whatever. Then they said we're going to go across the street and eat the cafeteria. We'll all eat together. Well, let's all eat together. So Nosnan Daitan Lechol Zeu Betchilo. Ochlu Kazayis, as it turns out, he's eating separately, he's eating separately. So they all simultaneously were eating Kazayis, but Bimikre, it turns out that like that. So Zeu Lebesof. Zeu Lebesof. V'chadam, that's one opinion. And V'chadam, the other one says, what? Just the reverse. That's what Tosfos quotes. V'chadam, Ochlu Kazayis Zeu Betchilo. Nosnan Daitan Lechol Zeu Besof. The Tosfos doesn't make any sense at all. It's impossible. How can it be? Nosnan daitam lechol. If they made up in advance that they're going to eat together, zeu libesof, zeu betchila. How can it be? So the Mefarshim on Yerushalmi point out regularly. Mefarshim say Moshe, Maraponim on the bottom of the page. So he points out that no Rishon has this girsa the way Tosfos says. Simply a misprinted Tosfos. It shouldn't say. It should say the way it says in the Yerushalmi. The both opinions in Yerushalmi are basically, it's just a question of degree. They both say the same thing. If they started off melechatchila together, then it became mitztaref, the mechuyev to bench mezuman, and if one finished before the other two, he's not allowed to skedaddle. He can't bench on his own and disappear. But it's just two opinions in Yerushalmi, what's called metchila. So one opinion is, nos daitam lechol. Before they started to eat, they made up in advance, they're all going to eat together. Like the story of the funeral of Rab, when they went to Rab's funeral, then on the way back, so they were going to eat, so they said, Nezon Nechel Achma, on the Har Danik, on the bottom of Ben Beis, on the base, they said, let's eat over there. So then everybody sat down to eat differently. There was no table, there were no chairs, they were sitting on the grass, they were having a picnicking over there. But since they made an announcement, they made up an event, Nezon Nechel on the Har Danik, so that's called Nos Nodatim Lech, that's for sure, that's called Bitchilo. So then they're mitzvah from the Zeman. The Machlekes Nirushalmi is, what if each one starts to eat on his own? They didn't make up in advance, but in the beginning of the meal, it turns out that three people are eating together. And then it happens that one finishes before the other two. So do you say, since in the beginning of the meal, they were all three eating at the same time near each other, then Nischaivu Bezimun? Or do you say, no, only Nischaivu Bezimun if Nosnan Daitam Etchil, if they made up in advance. So one opinion holds that even in such a case, it's also nischaibu b'zimun. And when is the later Mishnah apply? That it's only if they all that's in the beginning of the meal. Not only did they not make up in advance that they're going to eat together, even the beginning of the meal they didn't start eating together. One started eating and he's already halfway through. He's already holding by the end. He ate the whole main course and he's holding by the dessert. Then another two people come and he's eating his dessert while they're eating their meal. So the Gemara says that that's mitzdarif dezimun. The Gemara says even if two people finished eating totally and there is no dessert, but if they would have served dessert, the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, if they would have served dessert, they would have been interested in eating, but they didn't serve any dessert. So when the third person comes and he eats a whole sandwich, after the two finished eating, that's considered also ochlu kachas. But these Rishonim say that's only a reshus, that's not a zimun of chayva. There are two kinds of mezumin. There's mezumin of chayva, that's what the Yerushalmi is claiming. The first Mishnah says chayovim lezamin, that's a mezumin of chayva. And here the next Mishnah, the Yerushalmi understands, en rashayim l'cholek, miyoyis toiv al tikri ra. If you all three finished eating, so it's optional to make mezumin. Why should you not seize the opportunity? Why not? So that's the machlekes. Chadoma v'chadoma. Treya maroi had a machlekes nirishalmi. When is it a chayva? And when is it a rishus? Is there such a concept of bench mezumin rishus? So the Gemara starts off. The first sugi has a machlekes with a shnaim shoch lukachas. For sure, there's no chayva because mishnah shlosha shnaim is no chayva. But should I say shnaim shoch lukachas? It's a reshus lezamen, optional, or do you say no? So we happen to fasken in mitzvah lecholik. There isn't even any optional mezumen in that case. Doesn't that sound mean there's never optional mezumen? So when the Gemara wanted to prove maybe that opinion machleg is Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, where there's naim shalach lukachas, pligi bar Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, amirotza lezamen mizamnim. So how does the Gemara prove that opinion? So the Gemara says they prove it from the Braisa, Toshman, the second line from the top of Memheime base, noshim mizamnes liatzman. So how does that prove that shnaim shoch l'kachas is a reshus lezamin? So Rashi and Tosfos explain, noshim izamnas liatzman, the Gemara understood that it's a reshus. The Gemara thought it can't be a chayva. Why do they think it's a reshus? So the Gemara spells it out, because mea nashi ketrei gavri damyam. Whenever you need a rabbim, whenever you need a minyan, Tosfos says, top Tosfos says, linyan kibbutz tefillah, linyan kol davar shebikdusha, kol davar shebo'asor. So the Taisvei HaRosh Adzan and Linya Mikra Megillah. That's the Shaila, the 2 days in the Ramah. The Tur in Hilchas Purim quotes two opinions. That Lachas Chidish Elayna Megillah Ba'asora, so do the Asora have to be 10 men, or even 10 women, or 5 men and 5 women is also good. So the Ramah writes that it's a Sveik and a Dina, so we shouldn't be Mekel. What is it Afkemina for us, Lachat Chila, you should lay Mikra Megillah Ba'asora. Then the Ramah says also that you don't say the bracha Haravis Rivena. The bracha after the Mikra Megillah is only recited by Asor. So that's a shot. Let's say you have only women. All the women, the husbands go to shul to hear the Megillah and they have little babies. And then one of the husbands comes home and all the women gather together and he lays the Megillah for 10 women. So does he say Haravis Rivena at the end of the Mikra Megillah or not? So the Ramah would say no. The Ramah says, put two and two together. The Ramah says, you only say a Rav is Reveinu if you have Asura. And the Ramah says, we treat it as a Sveika Dedina. Whether Asura women are Mitztar from Anat from Mikra Megillah, it's not a is it a Dovish Abigdusha? Mikra Megillah of Asura, it's not a Dovish Abigdusha. It's a Dina Pirsume Nisa Asura. So that's the two opinions in the tour. So here, the Taisus Rabbeinu Achos and the Taisus Arosh, our Taisus is an abridged form of the original Taisus. So the both of them write Leinyan Kibbutz Tefillah, Leinyan Kol Davar Shebikdusha, Leinyan Mikra Megillah as well. That Asar and Noshim are not acceptable. These are the 2 days in the Torah. So they say like that. Yeah, the Vilna Gaon over there disagrees with the whole Ramah. He says the Ramah says you only say Aravis Rivenu, the Bracha Shalachra. You only say Basara. What's the Mocker? Mechatei Sitzai Yerushalmi. What is it? Taka saying Yerushalmi. So the Bir Agra says the Yerushalmi doesn't exist. The Yerushalmi says a different thing. When you get an Aliyah, when you finish the Aliyah, you say Ashenasalanu. Before you the Aliyah, you say Ashebachabanu. After Aliyah, you say Ashenasalanu. So what if a person goes to sleep at night? When he woke up in the morning, he said first thing Brichas Hater. Then he was learning all day. Then he goes to sleep at night. So he should say Ashenasalanu Teres Emes. He finished learning for the day. So the Yerushalmi says no. You only say Ashenasalanu Bitzibur Basar. You don't say. But the Yerushalmi is not talking about the Bracha Shalachara Mikra Megillah. So the Vilna Gaon says the whole thing is a mistake. The Ramah is a mistake. You should really say Haravis Rivena even if he lay in the Megillah B'yachad. But Lamai said the Bracha Haravis Rivena Adonis Dineinu, the Gemara says, is Rishus. It's optional. The Mishnah says, Makam Shanaka Levarach Mevarach, Makam Shanaka Shalal Levarach Emevarach. The Gemara says in the Gemara Megillah, ask, what do you mean? Makom shenagu shelo levarach ein mevarachim. We have a din, kol ha-mitzvahs kulam mevarach alayim mo'ivah la-siyosim. You're obligated to say a bracha. The Gemara says, no, that goes on the bracha shalafaneh, on Mikra Megillah, that you mechayiv to say. But the bracha, Rabbis Yerbeinu, etc., the bracha afterwards, that depends on the minhag ha-makom. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola were composed a nusach ha-bracha, and they instituted it as an optional bracha, whoever wants to say. So lemaisa, even if you'll say that the Ramah is wrong, that he misunderstood Yerushalmi. But Lamai said that was the practice for many centuries. That's what the way it says in the Chayyadim and the kids of Shulchan Aruch and all the later Paskim. Somehow nobody realized that the Vilna Gaon's comment is in place, that the Yerushalmi never said it. So that's what the Achrayim say. I think the Aruch HaShulchan spells it out. Even though the Vilna Gaon says the whole thing is based on a misreading in the Yerushalmi, but he says, Lamai said the whole reciting of the bracha of Rabbis Yerbeinu depends on the Minhag HaMakom. And the Minhag HaMakom always was all over the world, in Ashkenaz at least, like the Ramah says, that we have reserved the bracha of Rabbis Yerbeinu only when you lay the Megillah Basar. So that's why the two Ramahs, you put them together. So if 10 women have the Mikra Megillah together, so according to the Ramah, they shouldn't say the bracha of Rabbis Yerbeinu. So the Gemara assumed over here, at least in the Havamina for sure, that since Me'a Nashi Ketre Gavri Damya, even if you have 100 women, they can't say Adobe Shavikdusha. It's only considered like two. And nonetheless, the Brisa says that Nashi Mizamnas Liachma, women could have Mizuman. So it must be that it's only Rishus. It must be that it's Rishus. So if you have women, are not Mitztarfim to be Mechuyev, it's Rishus. So it must be, it's similar to two men, that three men are Mechuyev, and two men is a Rishus. So shouldn't that be the same as women? So Mar says, no, what's the comparison? Three women is three, and two men is only two. So three women will be a rishus, and two men won't even be a rishus. That's how we pass. And Shnam Shach L'Kachas is a mitzvah lecholik. We don't say that it's optional. So that's a shaila. In the Habamina of the Gemara originally thought Toshma, we're going to prove that there is an optional mezuman by Shnaim Shach L'Kachas, two men. So they thought they're proving it from the fact that Noshim, Afilu Me'a Noshim, is Kitrei Gavri and Damia. Kitrei Gavri Damia is considered like Shnaim, is not considered like Shloisha. So the Gemara thought that that many women is a Rishus. So they thought that two men is also Rishus. Once you get to the Maskana, the Gemara backs out from that comparison. So it could well be that this idea is rejected also. Maybe Shalosh Noshim, maybe Noshim is Amnes Le'atzman is really a Chayva. Maybe it's not a Rishus. So that's what the Rosh Tain is. That's what the Vilna Gaon thinks that the Rosh is right. That only in the Havamina, the Bi'ur Agro, he holds like the Rosh. Only in the Havamina, the Gemara thought Anoshim is Amnes Liatzma means that it's optional. Once you get to the Maskana, that there's no comparison between Shnaim Shoch L'Kachas and Noshim, so it could be that Noshim is a Chayva. So that's what Tosis raises the issue. Tosis and the Mishnah Brura many generations later, they raise the issue. How come the common practice is that the women don't bench Mizuman? So Tosis says, if you hold that it's only Rishus, so the women have chosen not to. They decided they don't want to do this.
But if we said this is the same opinion as saying that we now have Rishus because of the minhag to make a bracha on Hatzi Hano for Nashim to make a bracha on whether or not they decide to do mitzvah sasishas man drama, if we said this is the same svara?
The same svara as what?
The same svara as saying that now even if the bra would be wrong, apitam minhag, we would continue making a bracha.
I don't get it.
We mentioned before
earlier. The Grotain is that there is no source in the Yerushalmi for that. The Bracha Rabbis Rebbeinu can be recited even the Yochid. So the Yerushalmi only goes on the Bracha Shalachreha of Kriyas HaTorah. Ashenas Anlon, after an Aliyah. You don't say a Bracha Shalachreha when you finish learning for the day, when you go to sleep. But Yerushalmi never said a word about a Rabbis Rebbeinu that you only say Boasor. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, even though the Vilna Gaon is probably right, there is no such Yerushalmi. But he says the reciting of HaRavis Yubayna says in the Mishnah Megillah that it depends on the Minhag HaMakom. So he says the Minhag has been for many generations, like the Ramah says, that you only say HaRavis Yubayna when it's Bitsibo. So he says that's our Minhag. That's the Minhag that we developed. Maybe no Yerushalmi, but that's the Minhag. We only say HaRavis Yubayna when you have Asar. So the Mishnah Brewer raises the same question. He doesn't understand. He says, even if you say that it's Tosis is somehow satisfied, or if you say it's Rishus, then there's no problem. How come the women don't bench Mizun? Tosis says it's Rishus, so they decided not to. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't understand. But the women volunteer to say a bracha on a Tilas Lulav. They volunteer a lot of things. So if the Gemara says that this is Rishus, why don't they volunteer the bench mezumen. And he says, ubefrat, that the Vilna Gaon paskin is like the Rosh, that lefiyah maskana is not a rishus, it's a chayva. So he doesn't know. He's a puzzle. Why is the common practice that the women do not bench mezumen? So this is getting back to this taisus, the first taisus in the Mesichta, the first taisus in the Perik. So the Gemara, at least in the Habamina, there was one opinion that Shnaim Shalach L'Kacha says the Rishus, the bench mezumen, does not accept. At least in the Habamina held that Noshim Zamnes Latzman is Rishus. Lefia Maskona, the Vilna Gaon and the Rosh said, the Gemara backed out, so nothing. There's no market that anything is Rishus. Rashi and Taisvis hold not so. That even Lefia Maskona, we don't back out from that. We stick to that. Shnaim Shalach L'Kacha, that's not a Rishus L'Zamen. But Shodosh Noshim, Shalach L'Kacha, it's only a Rishus Lizam and it's not a Chayvah. So you see, according to the Rashi and Tais, not according to the Vilna Gaon and the Rosh, you see Halacha L'maisa, that there is such a thing as a Rishus Lizam. So that's what Tais claims is the Yerushalmi's spin over here on the Mishnah. The first Mishnah says, Och L'kachas Chayavim Lizam. This next Mishnah, Nun Amar Aleph, says, if they all finished eating, so they're permitted to bench Mizum. And so why not? Yoistav Atikri Ras. Einam Hashem L'chalik, that's not right. But if not all three finished, one finished and the other two didn't finish, why should be my matriachim? If he would have been och l'kachas, we would have said he's not allowed to bench and walk away because chayavim l'zamin. But if they didn't start eating together, they just, the third guy joined at the end, like the Gemara tells, Rav Shmuel ate a whole meal. They didn't have any dessert, but if they would have served dessert, they would have eaten. Then came a third guy and he ate a whole sandwich as Rav Shmuel was singing Shira Malas, whatever, before Shira Malas, okay. As they were talking and learning at the end of the meal. So the Gemara says they can bench mezumen. So the Yerushalmi, the way Taisa understood, the Yerushalmi holds that that's only a Rishus. That's not a Chayva. If the third guy comes and he begins to eat his meal when they finished eating already, that's only a Rishus Lizamen. That's not going to be a Chayva. So that's what the 2 days on the Yerushalmi are. How early in the meal do they have to be Ochlu Ka'achas, that it should be Chayovim Lizamen? And how late does the third person, or the last two, how late do they have to join together that you say it's only optional? So the first opinion, Chadom, one opinion of Yishalmi is, Nosn daitam lechol zeo betchilef. They made up in advance, nezel and echol anahar danek. We made up in advance, we're going to eat together. That's called ochlu kachas. But if three people sit down in the cafeteria, each one sitting on a different table, no one even noticed the other guy was there, and then they start eating simultaneously, that's only a rishus. They didn't make up in advance. The second opinion, Shalmi, is no. If he comes at the end, after the other two finished eating, or while they're eating their dessert, then he comes. But if they're sitting and eating the kazai simultaneously, even if they never made up in advance, that's also called bitchilo. That's also called bitchilo.
What about the question of weddings? If you have tavana not to be in start, will that help?
Yes, Rav Moshe Feinstein's cooler. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he quotes, it says in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, when you eat the Suda Mavsekeh, so the minig is that it shouldn't be a cheerful meal. People should eat it, Kemisha Mesem Uta Lefana, that's the Lashon HaGemara, the end of Tainus. So it's Shalom, well, no, you shouldn't have three people eating together in order that they shouldn't bench mezumah. Too much camaraderie, too much friendship, it's not right for the Sunnah of Sekhs. Then it says in the Ramah, and even if three people ate together, it's considered as if it's an umdur in the Muchach that they had in mind that they're not going to bench mezumah, so you don't bench mezumah. So the Rav Moshe says, you see from that sif in Shulchan Aruch, that if three people ate together, they made up their mind in advance that they're not going to bench mezumah, so they're not mechuyev to bench mezumah. So other achrayim, on that sif in the Ramah, on Hilchas Erev Tisha B'Av, the Orchis Chaim, from the Sepinka quotes a discussion Achrenim about that. He quotes Achrenim and say they don't think it's a right. They think it's only if it's an umdel in the muchach, if the nature of the eating is such that it's clear to everyone that they don't plan to make a mezumah. At a wedding, how is it clear to everybody that they don't plan to make a mezumah? A person just has a mind, he wants to leave early, so they don't like Rav Moshe's deal. They think that you can't prove it for that sif. If it's the Suda Mavsekeh, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, so that's an umdina all over Klal Yisrael, that we don't want to have three people eating together, but we don't have 100 dining rooms. So three people have to eat together on the same table, but that's as if there were an umdina in the Muchach, they're not going to bench mezumah together. So this is the Shad, the way we're learning the Yerushalmi, that's how the Rabbi Yonah quotes two opinions. Is there such a thing as bench mezumah optional, or is bench mezumah always chayba? If you join too late, is it a chayva to bench mezuzah, or is only optional? So the Yerushalmi, the way Tosfos learns it, the Yerushalmi says the first Mishnah tells you chayva, the Mishnah Nun Amarav tells you it's a rishus, and they have two opinions. And the Yerushalmi, haram and haram, but Amaroi, at what point does the third fellow, does the mezuzah emerge that we say it's only rishus? Mamish, he comes after they finished eating, or he comes when they're eating the dessert, that's only rishus. Or what if they never made up in advance, but as it turns out, they're all three are eating a kazai simultaneously. Maybe that's called like tchilo. So that's a machlokes in Yerushalmi. But everyone agrees that if it would be a case of the sof, whatever the sof is, one is very, one holds all of the bisof, son, the other one holds even in the middle, is also called bisof. Whenever it's bisof, it's only optional. It's only optional. So then the Rabbeinu Yonah is noita, he likes that pshat. The Rosh is noita, he doesn't like that. The Rosh said there ain't no such thing as a rishus. That's the Rosh Lishitos. He holds that women are mechuyif to bench mezuman also. We hold, Rashi and Tosfos hold, that Noshim Mizam Nisgatzman is only optional. It's not a chayva. So we have halacha l'maisa, there's such a thing as an optional mezuman. The Rosh denies that over there, and the Rosh disagrees with this Rabbeinu. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah all the time. Quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah, he disagrees. He holds that the bench of mezuman where they ate lebesof will not be optional, it'll be a chayva. So that's what we pointed out. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, if three people ate together here, right in the middle of Mem Hem and Beis, after the two dads, Gufa Omer Abdimi Bar Yosef Omer Av Shloshe Shoch Lekachas V'Yotzech Mem Lashuk Koren Loi Umizam Nemalon. So there's a machlokes Rishonim how to translate the words of the Gemara. So there, we saw the Ra'or says he has to come back. If he doesn't come back and sit together, there's nothing to discuss. There isn't going to be any mezuman. And the Gemara says that Boasara, that Aval Basara, Lo Yamaran Ela Bishlosha, Al Basara. But it says Adonaisi. It says Adonaisi. So he crosses out the two words Adonaisi. He says Aval Basara Loi Basara. Even if he's going to come back, it's also not going to help. Bishloisha, if he walked away, you call him, you whistle, and he comes back, is good. Basara, even if he's going to come back, it's not going to be. What do you mean he comes back? It's not going to mean people are sitting in the same room. One guy walks to one side of the room, he can't come back and bench mezuzah. No, it means he went away, went out of the room. Went out of the room. So for Shloisha, if he comes back, it'll be mitzvah. If he's even basara not. But the other Rishonim said that that's not the pshat. The way we have the Girsa in the Gemara, the Ra'or changed the Girsa. The way we have the Girsa in the Gemara, it says, three people ate together, and one walked out of the room. So we can whistle to him where he is and say, hey, we got a bench mezuzah. So he answers from where he is. So the Gemara says, Basar, he can current law, imzanim alav, he can be mitzar from the Zimun where he is. Then the Gemara says, Hadi meet loy maranela bishlosh, abu basara, adenaisi. Only if he comes back, then you can bench mezuzah. Why? So if it's the tziruf lezimun lasara, is more chomer than the tziruf lezimun lishlosha. So he pointed it out, it could well be, or Hashulchan has this idea, that tziruf lezimun basara, maybe is either you mechuyev in your bench mezuzah. Or if you're not mechuyev, there's no rishus, there's no option of benching mezuman basara. Shloisha, there's a tzir. So let's say if you have two people finished eating, let's say you have nine people finished eating, and they're about to serve dessert, like I told over the story in the Hasana. It was the last dance, and I came into the wedding, and the father of the kala wanted me to bench mezuman. I said, I just came in, I didn't eat. They told me I should wash, and I should eat, and I should bench mezuman. He wanted me to participate in his simcha. So the shaila is, am I mitz taref to zimun for them? The Gemara tells the story that Yanei HaMelech had a party. Yanei HaMelech HaMem Chesem and Allah. Yanei HaMelech had a party, and after they finished eating, so they didn't have anybody who was going to bench mezuman, so they called the Shem Meshetach, so they had already finished eating everything. So the Gemara says he drank a cup of wine, and then he benched mezuman. The Gemara says, we don't pask like him. We pask and drinking a cup of wine wouldn't be sufficient. You have to eat it because I is dumb. You have to eat a little bit of bread. But if you eat a bit of bread, then he can bench mezuman. Yeah, he can bench mezuman because they had 10 people without him. There are 3 or 10 people without him. The Gemara doesn't say that he's mitzvah for the zimun. But let's say he would be the 10th one. And he would come and he would eat a little bit of bread while they're eating the dessert. So if I eat bread afterwards, I can bench mezuman for them. They had 10 people at the wedding. But the shad, let's say they only had... It's getting so late, everybody left, there are only 9 people left, and I came and I eat the bread at the time that they're eating the dessert. So the Gemara says for benching mezumin is good. Rabbi Shmuel finished eating. If they would have given them dessert, they would have eaten the dessert. So the third guy ate the bread then, so he's mitzarp to zimin. Maybe that's only a reshus, according to this Yerushalmi, that's only a reshus in such a case. If the third one eats the bread when the other two finished eating already, they would have given them dessert, they would have eaten. Maybe an optional mezumin is only by shlosha, by a sor, there is no optional mezumin. So let's say if you would have nine people who ate bread, and the tenth one comes and he's eating bread while the other nine are eating their desserts, maybe it wouldn't be good. So Shulchan Aruch it says, beferish not so. Shulchan Aruch it said, we left it hanging last time. Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, not so, even the tenth one is mitzarev. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh. Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh against the Rabbeinu Yonah on the first Taisus. The first Taisus, Mem Heyam and Aleph, the first Taisus in the Perek, quotes the Yerushalmi that there are two kinds of mezumin. The first Mishnah says Chayav Melezamin, and the Mishnah Nun Amar Aleph says Enem Hashem Lecholik. If they finished, there's an optional mezumin, so it's not right to kill that optional mezumin. So the Rosh doesn't accept the whole Yerushalmi. The Rosh says it's always mechuyev. The Rosh holds if the third one came and he eats the bread while the others are eating their dessert, it's a chayav zimun. It's not a reshus. A lishitosai. That's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. So once you adopt the position of the Rosh, then it's good for 10 also. It's going to be a chayv asimah. But if one would have adopted the position of Taisus with the Rabbeinu Yonah, that if the third one comes and he eats later, it's not a chayv of mezumin, it's only reshus. So then one could argue the point and say that by 10, he wouldn't be mitztarif. Because by 10, either you have a chayv to bench mezumin, you don't bench. It can't be a bench in mezumin ba'asara, that it should be a reshus. See, that was the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam says, Noshim Zamnas Liatzman, but Shalom B'Shem. If you have 10 women, they don't bench Mizumin Baruch Elokeinu. Why not? So the case Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam, well, it's a double portion. It's a Tachadob Shabigdusha. The Mishnah says in Megillah, for a Dob Shabigdusha, you need Asar Anoshim Gdolim B'nei Chorim B'nei Bris. The Noshim are not mitzarfis, and Nochrim are not mitzarfim, and Ebeknain is not mitzarf. That's how the case of Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam. So that we mentioned, that's very questionable. Is it really so that benching mezumin ba'asara constitutes a dovah shebikdusha? The Gemara Megillah has the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel. It lists off all the things that require asara. So it says kaddish kedusha baruch hu kriyas haTorah. You need asara. The Gemara says why? So one hesber for all of them. Dovah shebikdusha. In dovah shebikdusha pachas ma'asara. But then the Gemara says in order to have duchen, and you need asara. So the Gemara gives a different marker for that. Duchening is not a davar shebikdusha. You can't just say like that. And the Gemara says, "Bench mezumin bas b'shem inid asora." The Gemara doesn't say because it's a davar shebikdusha. The Gemara says, "Since you're going to be maske shem shemayim la barachara las kurei shmo deshmayim bebotzem me'asora." So it sounds like a different explanation. It doesn't seem as if the Gemara is saying that bench mezumin bas asora is a davar shebikdusha. So that's a question. How can the Kes Mishnah say that pshat in the Rambam? He says that 10 women cannot bench B'Shem because benching Basara constitutes a Dovish B'Kdusha. Highly questionable if that's the Pshat in the Rambam. So what can you give as an alternate Pshat in the Rambam? Why? How does the Rambam know that 10 women, there's no Mokar in the Gemara. How does the Rambam know that 10 women cannot bench Mezuman B'Shem? So we gave an alternate Pshat. We said if the Rambam holds, could well be. If the Rambam holds like Rashi and Tosfos against the Rosh, that three women are not mechuyev lezamin, noshim mezamin, this liatzman is a reshus. That's the tchilas hasugya held like that. The question is, when you get to the maskana, when the Gemara rejects the equation between shnayim shoch lukachas and meyo noshim, the Gemara rejects it, so maybe they backed out from the havamina. But at least the havamina, and Rashi and Tosfos hold the maskana, it remains like that. Noshim mezamin, this liatzman is only reshus. So that's what we suggest, that maybe a zimun of reshus only exists by shloisha. Maybe Zimun Basar is either Yimachuyiv too, or it doesn't exist.
Why should there be a
chiluk
between 10 and 3?
I don't know. It's a different kind of a Zimun. It's more serious Zimun. You mentioned Shem Shemayim. So that is a mocker to say that it's only if Yimachuyiv. If you're not Yimachuyiv, so you can't mention Shem Shemayim. That higher level of Mezumin cannot be optional. I don't know. That's what motivated us to suggest that if you have nine people ate a meal and while they're serving dessert and the tenth person comes and eats a sandwich, so it could be that he would not be mitztarif. The Mishnah Berurah says not so, because he says we're paskening like the Rosh over here, who rejects the whole Yerushalmi. But the Rabbi Yoina is noita like the Yerushalmi. That's the shaila. Then we had a shaila. This whole story of Mezumin, is this a din d'oraisa? Is this a din d'rabbanan? So the Pnei Yeshua has a whole discussion. The Gemara starts quoting Psukim from Tehillim. Gadlul Hashem itin Ramash Me'aftus. A pasuk in Tehillim is going to be covered that it's a din d'oraisa. Second pasuk is not so big. Kishem Hashem Ekra will go to Lokein. Maybe that's a din d'oraisa. But the first pasuk from Tehillim, that's a little questionable. They say the term "divi kabbalah lo yafina." A pasuk in Tehillim is not going to be kaveh a din d'oraisa. So the Gemara has later on. We learn out the idea of bench mezumen from a pasuk. Tana Rabbanon. Here it is. A mem chesam beis. Right in the middle of mem chesam beis, you have two dots. Then Gemara starts with the brayse. Tana Rabbanon. It says on the side. It's a tosefta and a mechilta. Minayin lebichas hamazim and atoyrah shenema. Then it says es hashem lokechu zebichas hazimun. The word es is usually marbe something. Uveirachto es Hashem alakech. Uveirachto is the birchas hazan. Es Hashem alakech. The es is mar bebirchas hazimun. That's what we have in the Gemara. And the Gemara later on, Rebbe changes it a little bit. Birchas hazimun is not learned out from es, but gadul Hashem iti nafke. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua suggests. The Tanakhama seems to hold that birchas hazimun is deraisa, learned out from es, and Rebbe disagrees. And says, no, learned out from Gadlul Hashem Iti, so it can't be a din d'oraisa. That's how the Pnei Yeshua suggests. Questionable.
It's in Machlokas Rishonim, because the writer is in the Bracha, so it's d'oraisa.
Yeah, Pnei Yeshua quotes the Machlokas Rishonim, yeah. Whether Zimun is d'oraisa, yeah. We mentioned the Gemara has a suffix. Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel instituted a penalty if I steal a mitzvah from somebody else. He was entitled to do the mitzvah. So they instituted a penalty, I have to pay him asar zehuvim. When was he entitled to perform a mitzvah? So the Gemara said, let's say a person shechts chai v'yoif, so mishu shachar hu yichase. The one who did the shechita, he has the first crack at doing the kisei hadam. If he wants to be mechabe someone else, he has a right to. Many akhrenim, that's a usually accepted opinion. Some say you should not. But it's usually assumed that he may be mechafet someone else, but he has the first crack at the right to do, the schus to do that mitzvah. So let's say he does the shechit on the earth, and someone runs in, and he does the kisei adam. So he stole the mitzvah from the one who had the right to do it. So Rabbi Gamliel introduced the penalty, then you got to pay us our zum. So the Gemara has a story that on one occasion they mechafet someone to bench mezumen at some public function. And then another guy ran up and he benched mezumah and everybody answered Nishayim. And he said the whole bench. So the Gemara says, not only does he have to pay asara zehuvim for stealing the mitzvah, birchas hamazon, since the benching consists of four brachas, he has to pay 40 zehuvim, 10 zehuvim for each bracha that he cheated in. So the Shach and Chayish Mishpah with the Ketzois have a whole discussion. How did you calculate four brachas? Why isn't it more than four brachas? Hazanah Sakol is one, Da'idalucha is the second, Rachim is the third, Atev HaMeitev is the fourth, and then Bar Pira Gofen is the fifth, and Bichus HaZimon, Rabbisayin Nevarech, Rosh Hashanah Mishloach B'tov HaYinu. The Gemara says, if I walk in, and I didn't eat, and the people, and I hear the Mizamin say, Nevarech Shachanah Mishloach, so I should not answer Amen, I can't answer Baruch Hashanah Mishloach B'tov HaYinu, I didn't eat anything, I say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai Tamid Li'ar Novoed. If I walk in and I didn't hear the mezamin say Baruch Shahan Mishloi, Baruch Shahan Mishloi, hear the others answering Baruch Shahan Mishloi B'tivuchayino, I should answer Amen to what they said. So if you're answering Amen, it means that constitutes a brach. That's the end of a brach. So that's what the Shach is discussing. Why do you only pay 40 zehuvim? Why shouldn't you pay 60 zehuvim? Another 10 zehuvim for the Baruch Ragofen on the assumption is benching alakos. Another ten zehuvim. But the Bichus Hazimun, Baruch Shacham Shlav Tev Chayinu, the Gemara says, Yo'inim Amen, so it does not turn out to be six brachas. So the Shach, in trying to deal with this kasha, quotes a Taisvus in Chulan Adap Pezayin, that's the daf where the Gemara discusses this, it's not a Pekiyas, that's what the Gemara says, 40 Zehuvim, for the benching. So the Taisvus says there was a Maisu Shoy, the Gabbai called up a Kohen, and a non-Kohen ran up, and he grabbed the Aliyah, says, Baruch Hu Hashem Amvarach, and everybody answered, they didn't realize that he's not a Kohen, and he's stealing the Aliyah from someone else. And then the Balkari laying down. He he learned the whole aliyah. So he stole the aliyah from the kohen who was this kabbit. So Tosfos says that they think that you don't have to pay a penny for stealing the aliyah from the other person, because Tosfos says you only pay when you steal a mitzvah derais. If you steal a mitzvah derabbanon, then you don't have to pay. So the whole din that the kohen getting the first aliyah, that's only mid rabbanon. That's not ben atar. That's what Tosfos suggests. I think Marian Gittin says, the Marian Gittin has a series of Mishnais, and the Mishnais said that they made many takanas de Rabbana. So the Mishnah has them made in Hashalech, made a takana de Rabbana, and sends a get, like the Shliach. You shouldn't be Mevatel get, Shalevis ne Hashalech. Then it lists off a whole series of other takanas. So Puzbol is listed, many takanas now having nothing to do with Gittin. They go Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Le'inyan. So one of the many takanas it says is, Sheyehei Koyin Koyarishan. The kohen gets the first aliyah. So the Gemara says, why is that a takan de rabbanon? This is not a din de raisa, but de raisa who the chassidik kiddush the lechadav shebikdush lefterach rishon levarach rishon lead the money off rishon. So the Gemara says, yeah, min atar the kohen gets the first aliyah, but if he wants to, he can be merchel on his kavod. And with the rabbanon, they don't permit the kohen to be merchel on his kavod. Mipnei darkishonim, and they cause friction. That one Shabbos he'll be merchel, there's a whole family. So they're having a bar mitzvah and they have so many people coming in. So his mechalan is covered. So they give the first aliyah to a non-kohen. They need more aliyahs for the non-kohanim. And then the next Shabbos, someone else is making an oifruf and he's not going to be mechalan is covered. So Akam last week it was mechal for them and this week is not mechal for them. So it's going to cause friction. So the rabbanon, not that we give the kohen the first aliyah if neidar kishon. Kohen gets the first aliyah, that's been our Torah. But it's only if neidar kishon that we insist that he must get the first aliyah, he's not allowed to be mevater. He's not allowed to be Meichel on his covenant. So don't you see Mefurish from the Gemara Gittin that the Kohen Karimishan is a real din derai? So the Tez says, nah, that's not what it means. It means that it's an asmachta. It means that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah. It's not Darkei Shalom. The mission doesn't read straight. It says the Kohen Karimishan it's not a Takonim Mepnei Darkei Shalom. It's a Takonim because of a Kiddashtoi. It's an asmachta on a Kiddashtoi. It's not Darkei Shalom. So the Gemara never meant to say that it's really deraisa. It means it's a derabbanon with a different asmachta based on a different thing. That's what Tosfos says. So the Shach, in answering this kasha, why do I only have to pay 40 zehuvim? Didn't I steal 6 brachas from the fellow? If you're going to say you pay 10 zehuvim for every bracha that you stole, so didn't he have 6 brachas? So the Shach tries to work out a teretz. He says, Hatoiv ha-meitav is lav deraisa. Like the Gemara says by us. Hatoiv ha-meitav is lav deraisa. So whatever is only the Rabbanon, so Tosfos says you don't have to pay Asar Azul. So it comes out, Bar Piyar Gafen is also Lav Deraisa, Tavim Meitav is Lav Deraisa. So which are the 4 brachas that you're paying for? So you're paying for Azana Sakol, Noda Lecho, Arata, those 3 are Deraisa. And the first one, so he's saying that Zimun is a bracha Deraisa. The Shach doesn't say that. The Shach throws out Atav Meitav and he includes Bar Piyar Gafen. So it's the Pella, the Ktzai says, Bar Piyar Gafen is the Rabbanon. But the Shach thinks like the Pnei Shur, that all Bechas Hanenen is the Raisa. Should have said so. It's a little funny. So that's the question. That's the question. The Pnei Shur has this pill. Is this a real din the Raisa? Yeah. What's the issue where the Shnaim Shachal Kachas is Rotzu Zamen Mezamen? How can it be that it's optional? If you want, you can mention Mezumen. So the Pnei Yeshua quotes this Yerushalmi that we discussed when we learned the Gemara. Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin in the first Perek, there is a machloikes amaroyim where the shnaim shadonu dineim din areim dineim din. So the Yerushalmi says it's toli zebezet, lishitosim. If you hold shnaim shadonu dineim din, then shnaim shachol kachal should be rashoim lizamein. It's a rishus lizamein. If you hold shnaim shadonu ain dineim din, so shnaim shachol kachas is not Rashaim Levarach Zimun. So what's the connection between benching Mezumen in Din? It's a little funny, the Yerushalmi is very strange. So the Pnei Yeshua points out, not only the Yerushalmi is strange, it's a Babli in the first Perek and Sanhedrin also. First Perek and Sanhedrin, the first mission sent lists off what he needed a Bezna of 3. For Malkus and for Dini Mominus and for different cases you need a Bezna of 3. So then the Gemara adds on Brises. So the Brises says that Zimun or Birchas HaZimun is Bishloisha. What it means, Zimun or Birchas HaZimun is Bishloisha? So the Gemara says what it means is to send a Hazmona for a Din Torah. You have to have a bezin of three convene. You can't just go, I'll go to the secretary of the bezin, and the secretary sees that I have validity to my, have a haschola, a kaina. So the secretary will send a hazmana in the mail to Pliny that he should appear for the bezin on Monday morning. That's not good. You have to have a bezin convene. You have to have three people, and the three people have to authorize the secretary to send that. They can't just meet. Last year, three people met, and we appointed a secretary, and told the secretary, whenever anybody comes with a claim, you send, we authorize you to send the hazmana. And Moshe says, no, you have to have, Moshe has a tshuva about that, you have to have the three people convened now, and they authorize the sending of hazmana. So that's what the Gemara quotes at Bryce, Zimun, or Bucha Zimun is Bishlosha. So the Gemara says, what it means is, Zimun, hazmana for a din Torah, or Bucha Sazimun, to bench Mezumun is Bishlosha. So the Pnei Yeshua says, what in the world did the Bavli interpret in the Brisa, that the Brisa puts together two things from outer space? What does one have to do with the other? To send a hazmana for a din Torah means a bezin of three. You need a bezin of three. So a bezin is three for dinim amenis, and a mezumen is three. So they see the Bavli interpret the Brisa like that. That the Gemara is making, the Brisa is making a connection between a bezin of three constitutes a bezin for dinim amenis, and bench a mezumen. So they say the Yerushalmi's Hashvah is the same thing. Where the Shnaim Shadon of Shnaim Shadon of the name Din B'Di'Eved. So you're saying the Shnaim Shach L'Kacha should be Rashaim L'Cholik. Yeah, but what is it Tzushta? Bottom line, so the Bavli doesn't make sense either. So the Yerushalmi doesn't make sense, the Bavli doesn't make sense. What does it help that we found a Bavli also doesn't make sense, same as the Yerushalmi? So that's what we explain. Now Yeshua has it a little bit. He doesn't explain any more. We said a little more. We said that there are sometimes dinim that depend not on a tzibur. When you need a davar shebekdusha, you need a tzibur. So tzibur, the Gemara learns that from psukim, is asar. Ein davar shebekdusha pachas me'asar. But sometimes you have a din of rabim. For example, rishus rabim. Sofik tuma rishus rabim for Shabbos. So there are rishonim who say you have to have shishim ribam. What's rishus rabim for tuma purposes? Sofik tuma rishus rabim. So the Gemara says in Nozer, at the beginning of Perek Shnei Nazirim, if you have three people standing near each other, that's called the Rishus HaRabim, Mesafik Tum, and Rishus HaRabim is Sveik HaTorah. If you have two people standing together here, the third person is the other end of the hall, then the Gemara said that's not, that's called the Rishus HaYachid. But if all the three together, Rabbi Mai Merecho, that's called the Rishus HaRabim for the purposes of Tumah. Then you have Neder Shehudar Bar Rabim, or Neder Shehudar Al Das Rabim. So the Gemara says it has a special status. One opinion in the Gemara was Neder Shehudar Bar Rabim. If I take a Neder in public in front of many people, that has a special din, Ein Lahafara Bein Lahatorah. We happen not to accept that Lahaloche. We paskan on Neder Shehudar Al Das Rabim. If I say I hereby accept the Neder Al Das, all of these people. So the Gemara has a Machlekes Amoraim. How many people do you have to have that should have the status of Neder Shehudar Bar Rabim Lefi Osa Mandamar, or that should have the status of Neder Shehudar Al Das Rabim? So it's a machlekes in the Gemara where the three are ten. What we had is a difference between Mesis and Mediach. Slight differences. The Gemara has a Sanhedrin between the both Chayv Misa, but there are differences lalacha between a Mesis. Some of them are serious differences. Is it Chayv Misa or not? So there are differences in the Gemara. So what's the definition? So Mesis is Hayachid and Mediach is Harab. Mediach is not only Mediach Irini Dachas, it doesn't have to be Dapka in the context of Irini Dachas. Mediach HaSarabim, so the Minchas Chinuch has the discussion on the mitzvah of Irini Dachas and how many people constitute a Rabim, Mediach HaSarabim. So he quotes from the Mishnas Chachamim. Mishnas Chachamim is a sefer on the Rambam. So he quotes, it's a pilpul where the three are ten. Why? Whatever the din is by Neder Shehudar Bar Rabim, that's what it should be over here. Is it three or ten? Halacha L'maaseh, how do we paskin? So the Minchas Chinuch says, we paskin three. Even if you say Neder Shehudar Al Das Rabim, or Neder Shehudar Bar Rabim, depends on 10, he says that's because the Pasuk says, Ki Nishbu Lahem Roshei Ha'eda. Where's that Pasuk? Ki Nishbu Lahem Roshei Ha'eda. When Yeshua Ben Nun came into Eretz Yisrael, so a group of Givonim came, like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So a group of Goyim came, and they said, they claimed that Baba Maisa, they told a lie. They claimed that the Jews came to conquer all of Africa, and they're from South Africa, they're from Johannesburg, and they say, we don't want you to kill us. Yeshua Ben Nun says, we're not interested in conquering all of Africa, we just want Eretz Yisrael, that's all. So they say, oh, we're not from Eretz Yisrael. So he swore to them, Nishba Lahem Roshei Ho'eda, that they're not going to start up with it. Then the next day they realized that they were liars, they were fakers, they were from Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says because nishba lahem rashi ha'eda, so that's why it will be a chilul Hashem. So the Gemara discusses neder shuhuda bar rabim al das rabim based on that. So the Gemara says it could well be that rabim really in kol ha'tarkul is really three. And over here, maybe you hold that you need 10. Neder shuhuda bar rabim al das and kol says rashi ha'eda and ein eda p'chusa me'asar. So it could be that shvu al das rabim is an exception to the rule that you need 10. But in Kol HaTarkul, maybe three is enough to be called a rabbi. So that's what the Minhas Chinuch is noita like that. He says, the Mishnah's Chachamim on the Rambam writes, just like by Shvua, Al Das Rabbim, you need Asara, so to over here, by Meidiach, the difference between Mesis and Meidiach, Mesis Liyoch and Meidiach LeRabbim, Meidiach LeRabbim needs 10. So he says he's wrong. The only reason why you need 10 by Neder Shuhuda Al Das Rabbim, because the Pasuk says, Nishbaham Rosh Eo'eda, Eo'eda Pchusa Me'asara. But whatever, it doesn't say the word eighty, just talking about the definition of rabbim is three is enough. Like Safik Tuma Bishu Sayach. Where else do you have? We pointed out the Ramah and Chosha Mishpat and Shin Lama Gimel, the din by Schiris Poilim. Ramah on the tour, the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, but the Ramah on the bottom of the tour quotes a Mordechai in Bava Metzia, who says, the only time we require a kinyan, let's say I want to transfer ownership by own a Gemara. I own a jacket, I own an apartment, and I want to sell it to someone else. The Rambam writes the first rule in Ilchus Mechira, Perek Aleph, Loch Aleph, Ein HaMekach Nikne B'dvar. You can't transfer ownership of property just by making an oral declaration. You have to make a Maaseh Kinyan. So the Mordechai says there is an exception to the rule. Rabbim can acquire ownership without any Maaseh Kinyan. If I want to make a kinyan to be makna something to the rabbim, so the rabbim, let's say, hereby declare, I'm giving this over to the this shutfis. And it's a shutfis of three people, not a holy alliance, not a shul. The shul could be amirasa lagavai, it's a different story. Not just a farayin, or a shutfis that consists of three partners or more. So the Ramah quotes the Mordechai Loch HaLamaisa. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah doesn't mention it, but Rebbe Kivega on the side of the page quotes the Darkei Moshe on the tour, quotes the Mordechai, that a rabbim is kind of a kinyan, and the Chazon Ish on Orlo has a Mishnah in the first parak, and only says it's Mukha on the Mishnah, it's like that. So he says, why? A rabbim can acquire ownership, Chazon Ish has a pasuk there, rabbim can acquire an ownership without any Maaseh Kinyan, and the definition of rabbim is three people is called a rabbim. So that's perhaps what the Gemara is driving at, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says a little bit, he starts to say. The Gemara is quoting Psukim, Gadlul Hashem Ita, in the Ramash Mayachto, that a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barabim Bishloisho is more significant than a Shevach that's B'yochad, okay, Shem Hashem Ekro, HaBugodel, like Gadlul Hashem Ita, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barabim, praising B'tzibur, that's a Dovish HaBikdusha, that we know that to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Basara is a higher level of Shevach than praising Shalom Basar. But you need a mocha that praising Mishloisha is a higher level than praising the Yechidus. So that's what the Gemara quotes Psukim. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, and the Babli also, in the first Perek of Sanhedrin. What about Shnaim Shoch L'Kachas? Is there a Maila? Is that called, like, is that a Chatzi Shir of Arabim? If you have Shnaim Shoch L'Kachas, is there an optional Mizumin there or not? So that's what the Yerushalmi puts it together. If you hold Shnaim Shadon, the name Din, so there's something there, but you have. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, with Shua Barov Yoetz, why do you have a Bezna of three? Why don't you have a Bezna of Echad? So it says in the Mishnah, Alti Don Yechidish and Don Yechid El Echad. So Tosis says, Shema Yitta. Tosis writes in the first Perek and said, Shema Yitta. So you want to have three, if you have a Rabbim, so you have a better Chavaz Das. So that's a Shaila, whether Shnayim constitutes a Rabbim. Is it a Chatzi Shir of a Rabbim? You have Shnayim. So Shlosha would have been better, but Shnaim is good. But Yochid is not a rabbim at all. But he'd say, no, less than three is not called a rabbim at all. So that's what Yerushalmi puts together. If you hold that Shnaim Shadon the name Din, the Babli holds Shnaim Shadon the name Din means a Chad Nami Kosha. The Babli doesn't hold like this, Yerushalmi. The Shnaim Shadon the name Din is the only Shnaim. That's what they point out. The Babli and Yerushalmi don't agree on that. But Yeshua had a Brisa in the first Perek on Sanhedrin that the Babli puts together Shlosha for a Bezdin, for a Din Torah, with Shloisha for Benchim Mezumin. But the Shnaim Shadon of the name Din, that the Babli holds as Labdav Kishnaim. Tosis points to that explicitly on Sanhedrin and Dafhei. Shnaim Shadon of the Babli is the name Din, even Chad Nami Kosh. But Yerushalmi says not so. That you want to have a Tshua B'Rav Yoitz, you want to have a Psak that should be issued by a Rabbim, so Shloisha constitutes a Rabbim. So the question is whether Shnayim is Chacha Ashtikol Rabbi Manat. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. If Shnayim Shadana Dineim Dina, this is a bit of a Rabbim, then Shnayim Shach Lekachas would be an optional form of Ben Shem Mezumen. Because the whole idea of Ben Shem Mezumen, the whole idea of all the Psukim, that's what the Pnei Yeshua comments, it's to gain that the Shebach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being offered via a Rabbi.
Yeah. Do you see that when it comes to days,
right,
at least do you see that three is
ready
to consider
a rabbi? Yeah, the Gemara quotes that. The Gemara in Gittin, when they're discussing Nere Shehuda Barab, Nere Shehuda Al Das Rabbi, whether Rabbi is three or Rabbi is ten, so the one who says three quotes that pasuk. Yamim right. Shnayim, Rabbim Shlosha. Yeah.
And when the Gemara says Mir Rabbim Shnayim, that would show that there's even a key with two?
No, just when something appears in Tanakh or a shtar, it says he owes me dollars. It doesn't say how many dollars. So $2. Yad bala shtar bala tachtonis. I can't claim that he owes me $1,000. It doesn't say. But $2 he has to pay, because mir rabim shnayim. Mir rabim shnayim just means if you have a shtar, and it only says in plural, you have a pasuk in Chumash, pasuk in Tanakh, and it says b'losh rabim, so mir rabim shnayim, it refers to at least two.
Ten aside from me, but in benching it's not like that, because we're
all giving a shevach together, but there I'm being toil of my nether on the rabbim, so the rabbim have to be aside from me. Yeah. Then the Gemara had the din on Mem Hem and Beis. We discussed it many times. Shnayim Shoch L'Kachas Mitzvah L'Cholek B'Med V'Am Amorim K'Shishneim Sofrim. If they both know how to bench. But if Echad Seif, if Echad Bur, Seif and Baruch Bur Yotze B'Bruchas, then you say Shemeh Koina. So the Mishnah Bura quotes from the Bir Agra, how can you say Shemeh Koina by benching? But the Rishalmi said, they're on, in the end the Rosh Hashanah quoted the Rishalmi, that there are three cases where you don't allow Shemeh Koina. So one of them was Kriya Shema, one of them was Shemoyne Esther, and the third one was Brochus in connection with eating. So if you don't allow Shemeh Koina, how can the Gemara stay over here? Seifa Mavarcha Bur Yotze B'Brochosai. So the Vilna Goyim gave the Teretz, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that whole Yerushalmi, that there are three cases where we don't permit Shemeh Koina, the whole thing is only Midi Rabbanon. But if you have a Shas HaTchak, so they didn't institute the Din Derabbanon, so you simply revert back to the Din Derais. Yeah, so usually a Shas HaTchak, we allow lechatchila what's usually acceptable by the Eved. We usually say, like Tosfos formulated the klal, Shas HaTchak k'dieved. So is that what it means over here? That b'Shas HaTchak we allow you to rely on Shemeh Koina. So let's say it wouldn't be a Shas HaTchak. Let's say it would be two people laid together, and they both know how to bench very well. But one is lazy. It's not that he's a boor. One is lazy. So he'll say to the other one, there's no mizum, and he'll tell the other guy, you bench, and I'll be yoitz, I'll say amen at the end of the bracha. So there was no shas atchak. Would you say that b'dieved, we would allow shemeh koina? The whole din of the Yerushalmi, they don't permit shemeh koina by the three cases, maybe it's only lechatchila, but it's a din de rabbanon. So lechatchila, we don't permit shemeh koina, but b'dieved, we would permit it. So therefore, if you have a shas atchak, so shas atchak k'dieved. Would you say no? Even b'dieved, we wouldn't allow shemeh koina by benching. If it's a Shas HaTchak, that's an exception to it. Maybe Shas HaTchak is more kal than b'dieved. There are certain cases in Shulchan Aruch where b'Shas HaTchak we would allow l'chatchila, and if it would be not a Shas HaTchak, even b'dieved, it wouldn't be good. Take for example, you can't be mekabelei to shaloi b'fnei baldin. The Gemara in the end of Bava Kama has, ein mekabelei to shaloi b'fnei baldin, shenem b'vuhud b'volov, yavah b'al ha-shava, yavah b'al ha-shava, yamad al shava. So what happens if the aide is on his deathbed? The aide is going to die. And the Bezin calls up the Baldin and we say, we want you to come to the hospital right now. The aide wants to testify before he dies. And the Baldin says, I'll come tomorrow. And tomorrow he's going to die already today. Or the aide is in the airport. He's going to Medina Sayyam. We're never going to get another opportunity to have Kabbalah said. So we call up the Baldin. We tell him, come to the airport. The aide is leaving. He says, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow he's going to be gone already. Was it not? So the Gemara says, if Hoyu Eidim Cholim, Omdim Lotzis Limedina Sayam, so if you have a Shas HaTchak, so the Gemara says in Bava Kama, you can be Mekabalei Shloi Bifnei Bodin. So if Shas HaTchak, we allow it. So what would be the din if it wouldn't have been a Shas HaTchak, but b'dieved, we Mekabalei Shloi Bifnei Bodin. So the Chor Shas HaTchak, we allow the Hatchid, what usually is acceptable b'dieved. So does that indicate that b'niyevet kabbalah seder shalayv b'fnei badin is good? So Shulchan Aruch says no, it's not good. Shalayv b'shas atchak, it's not good if b'niyev, but b'shas atchak it's more calm. So what's over here you don't allow shamei kohen unless you bench mezuman. That's an exception to the rule we spoke about 100 times. But if there's no mezuman, then you don't allow shamei kohen by the bench. So let's say you have a kiddush. And one person, they make an announcement, and one person says Alamichi, and everybody says Amen, and they're all Yotze. So the Taz says, what's going on? Ein zamen mal haperes. You can't be Moitzi zamen. There's no mezuman. There's no mezuman. You can't be Moitzi the others. So the Taz writes, aye, but we know what's going to happen. Most of the people don't know Alamichi Bahar. So those that know are going to say Alamichi. Those that don't know, they're just going to walk away. And maybe they'll say Bar Nefesh. They're going to walk away, they're not going to say Baruch HaChreinu. So it's like Sofer Abur. So just like by Sofer Abur, they're not going to be, it's not really a Abur. They all know how to read. They can all take a Siddur and recite on it. But we know they're not going to do it. So we're Mekel. So that Taz is discussing a Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber has two Shitas. Mechaber has a Machlokes in the following case. Three people are going horseback riding. Each one on his own, and each guy washing tillis the diamond is eating a sandwich, and then b'mikreh they happen to see each other. They want to know can they bench mezuman. So there's no mezuman. It's not, you have to sit down. You have to have hasebi, yeshiva. You got to have something. So mezuman is out of the question. But the question is, can one, if one would bench to be mitzvah to the others, would it be good? That's a question. Do you say shemei kohenah? So we don't allow Shemei Kohenah by benching. But what if B'diyevit? What if they did it B'diyevit? So the Mechaber has 2 days. Would you say B'diyevit Shemei Kohenah is acceptable? Or even B'diyevit is no good? B'shas HaTchak we do allow it. That's Sefer Abur. That's Beferish. So maybe Shas HaTchak is because Shas HaTchak B'diyevit Domi. So from this price we can infer that B'diyevit would be good. Or maybe not. Maybe Shas HaTchak is more kal than B'diyevit. So those are 2 days in the Mechaber. That's where the Taz raises the question that by the Kiddush, they have this practice that one person says Ala Michya. I remember there was one occasion where Rav Soloveitchik was rarely here on Shabbos. He always went home to Boston. So one occasion he was here for Shabbos and they had a Kiddush. And so at the end of the Kiddush, one of the boys was going to say Ala Michya. So Rav Soloveitchik said, it's against the din. You can't do that. Everybody has to say their own Ala Michya. So there was an older rabbi here, Moshe Bernstein's father. So he said, that's what we did when your father was here in yeshiva. One person, that's what we always did. Your father was here in yeshiva. So Rav Soloveitchik stared him in the eye and said, it's not true. So I don't think it's not true. He's saying he's lying. He said, it's not true. The din is not true. The din is not correct. He's supposed to have every person saying his own Ala Michya. That's the kasha that the Taz was working with, that kasha. So the Taz says, like Sefer Abur, we know what's going to happen. Half the people are going to walk away, they're just not going to say Ala Michya. So that's why the minig olam is lahokalah. But it's really not right. When the person says Ala Michya, more correct is everybody should say along. You shouldn't be lying on Shemei Kohenah. By those where the alternative is that they simply won't say Ala Michya at all, so okay. So they're the boor. So the boor can be lying on the Shemei Kohenah. Then the Gemara spoke about answering only Bani Rishalayim. So there's a machlokes. So Rishalayim, is it only Bani Rishalayim, or is it any situation where you have a series of brachas? So our practice is only Bani Rishalayim. But the Rambam writes, Shem Am Yisrael Ad Amen, you have a series of brachas. So the question is, what about Abach Am Yisrael Bi Ahava? The two brachas that you recite before Kriya Shema, is that the end of the series? Or you say, no, the end of the series is when you finish all the bichas kriya shma shalafanav shalachreha. So the Rambam writes, you really should have said Amen right before Shema Yisrael. There's one series of brachas before and another series of brachas after. By Shachris, the brachas after was only Gual Yisrael. There's no series. By Ma'ariv, there's Gual Yisrael and Hashkivenu. So he says you do say Amen. But by Shachris and Ma'ariv, there's a series of two brachas before. Why don't you say Amen? Or the Rambam says, when you bench Chanukah Lichta, you say a series of three brachas. When you do Mikra Megillah, you say a series of three brachas before you read the Megillah, before you light Chanukah candles. So why don't you say Amen after the third bracha? So the Rambam quotes Tosefta in the third parak in Makkos that you don't say Amen. The question is, why not? So the Rambam interprets the reason why is because you have to have a bracha, kol ha-mitzvos kulam mevarach aleihem oy v'lo asiyosim. You're not allowed to have any pausing at all in between the bracha in the mitzvah. So if you'll answer amen achar birchas atzmo, that'll be considered a hapsukah. So the Rambam holds you're not allowed to answer amen achar birchas atzmo, and other rishonim say no, you should. They hold like the Rambam that there's a series of brachas before Kriya Shema, but Ma'ariv there's a series of two brachas after. So just like you say Shema Yisrael ad amen, a lot of the Sfardim say like that. So too you should say Abraham Yisrael b'yahava amen. So that's why the whole minig developed that you say Kel Melech Neman, even Bitsibo, because they held Kel Melech Neman. The Gemara says amen, it's Rashi Tev is Kel Melech Neman. So they really, the whole, you're always supposed to say amen. Acha b'chas atzma, supposed to say amen. And the others said no. Like the Rambam, that since it's a birchas mitzvah, it has to be oyva lasi yosam. So bedavki, you're not allowed to answer amen. So the Miri has the long and the sefer. Maganovis, he comes to defend the minig avosov in Provence when the Ramban passed away. So the Talmidei HaRamban came; they weren't going to learn by the Rashba. They were the same age, so they ran away. So they came to learn in Provence. So they made all machlekes with the Balabatim and Provence that they had different minhagim. So the Miri wrote a whole sefer to defend the minhagim and Provence. So this is one of the inyanim that he discusses. So he presents the whole shakla v'tar back and forth. Do you really treat the bracha abba abba salam? Do you really treat it like a birchas hamitzvah? You don't say asher kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu l'kores hashma. So why should you consider it? The Rambam does consider it a birchas hamitzvah. Rambam said that's why the Tosefta at the end of Makkah says you don't say the bracha because it'll be a violation of Vayvel Asiyos. Then we discussed the long tesis on Mem Vav and Aleph. Okay, showing enough. We didn't chazer everything. Okay, so tomorrow morning the bechina is 10 o'clock. The Shatayim Matzlach is in this room, correct? And then there's a break. And then when do we resume? I forgot. It's on the, I think it's the 21st or the 22nd or something.
22nd.
No, tomorrow. No. Tomorrow is the Chinuch day. Okay.